this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Defense Secretary Hegseth taking issue with a claim made by journalist Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. Goldberg says the Trump administration mistakenly texted him detailed plans for the attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen before the attack took place. Quoting Hegseth, nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that. But he did have more to say about Goldberg.
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again, to include the, I don't know, the hoaxes of Russia, 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 or the fine people on both sides hoax, or suckers and losers hoax. So this is a guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does.
Congressional lawmakers say it is a serious matter and warrants an investigation. South Korean auto giant Hyundai announcing plans to invest $21 billion in the U.S. President Trump says it includes plans for a huge plant in Louisiana.
This will be Hyundai's first ever steel mill in the United States. One of the largest companies in the world, by the way, supplying steel for its auto parts and auto plants in Alabama and Georgia, which will soon produce more than 1 million American-made cars every single year. Cars are coming into this country at levels never seen before.
The Louisiana plant will employ more than 1,400 people. A newly formed FBI task force to investigate vandalism targeting Tesla dealerships and automobiles, apparently carried out by individuals upset with Elon Musk's role in Doge, the effort to root out government waste, fraud, and abuse. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, U.S. negotiators back at the bargaining table with Ukrainian representatives, they're trying to arrange a ceasefire in Ukraine. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 42 points, NASDAQ futures off 49 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Don't settle for less. Your dog deserves the best. That's why we created Dr. Fido's, a plant-based dog food topper packed with 40 ingredients made with whole foods from carrots to bananas. Vet developed, dog trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Spoil them with the best. Go to drphytos.com and subscribe today and save $20 a month. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
And there is a problem already in the right tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's just south of the tunnel and before the Key Highway ramp. Right lane of the right tunnel as you're coming out is affected right now. Several vehicles are involved and know for a fact that a medic unit has been dispatched. When they arrive, they may close the right side of the roadway there. So immediately now, pay the toll, move over into the left tunnel. We'll keep an eye on that. We're going to start to see some overflow traffic now going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So already delays, but 95 is the problem area coming out of the right tube. And we got an eye on it, and we'll let you know in about 10 more minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny. 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 45 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A coalition that includes the NAACP, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 3, and the National Education Association is suing the Trump administration over the dismantling of the Department of Education. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for Maryland is asking a judge to stop the administration's plan, saying it exceeds the constitutional authority of the executive branch and violates the Federal Administrative Procedures Act. Maryland AF AFSCME President Patrick Moran says the illegal move to bypass elected representatives would be devastating to the state's public schools, and the most vulnerable students will pay the price. A former Baltimore County priest is facing child sex abuse charges. Police say the detectives with the Crimes Against Children Unit began investigating Father Bill Mannion, October 2023. The alleged abuse occurred about 1991 through 1994 in the 600 block of St. Agnes Lane in Catonsville. Mannion arrested Monday, charged with second-degree child abuse and multiple sex offenses. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is scheduled to hold a telephone town hall this evening. The chair of the House Freedom Caucus expected to touch on the economy, agriculture, education, the environment, immigration, defense, and foreign affairs. That's Andy Harris, of course, a staunch supporter of President Trump. He's been very vocal about his support for the administration's effort to cut unnecessary government spending by nearly $3 billion. And the owner of a Baltimore County restaurant has died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. 85-year-old Custis Triafilos and a woman were found in a home on Old Carriage Road in Glen Arm, where high levels of CO were determined to Monday to be present. He died, and the woman remains hospitalized. According to the preliminary report, it appears a car was left running in an attached garage, leading to a buildup of carbon monoxide. He was the owner of Custis Inn on North Point Boulevard. 6:06, next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Nationals canceled yesterday in D.C. in inclement weather, so the next time the Birds take the field will be Thursday, opening day in Toronto. Around the horn we go with other Orioles news. The would-be lineup yesterday, which could be a precursor to Thursday's opening day, would have had Couser in left, Mullins was in center, O'Neill was in right. Third to first in the infield, Urias Holiday was at short, Westberg and Mountcastle. O'Hearn was at DH and Rutschman behind the plate. Elsewhere, Jorge Mateo, Gunnar Henderson were left back in Sarasota. There is a chance that Mateo could be ready for Thursday. Also, the Birds targeting an approximate May 1 insertion date of Kyle Gibson into the starting rotation. Maryland women last night completed a 17-point comeback to win 111-108 double overtime thriller over Alabama. Advancing to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years, head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
I thought we came out with a great mindset. We punched first, and then, you know, Alabama, you know, responded with the character that they have. You know, really, no team deserved to lose this game.
It's the Terrapins' second-largest comeback in NCAA tournament history. It's also the first time ever that the men and women are in the Sweet 16 in the same season. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore responds to Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it.
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Maryland Freedom Caucus slamming the governor and Democrats' budget coming out of the general insane asylum. Chuck Schumer and Pam Bondi weigh in on activist judges. And we start our hour on Judges Run Wild. Obama appointed Judge James Jeb Boasberg yesterday, rejected the Trump administration's request to vacate the temporary restraining order, but offered to convert it to a preliminary injunction. This has to do with the Alien Enemies Act case of rounding up terrorists. TDA, Trinidad y Aragua, MS-13, all these terrorist gangbangers that poured into our country. It's amazing how Judge Boasberg was okay with that. And the rest of the D.C. District Court. They were okay with the President of the United States ignoring immigration law, allowing this invasion. But as soon as Trump gets elected and wants to deport, now you can see who really is the enemy here in the United States. Boasberg said deported aliens are entitled to individual hearings. Is that so? I didn't read that in the 1798 Alien and Seditions Enemies Act, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, but here's what the judge wrote in his ruling on page, I can't remember what page of the ruling was, I just picked up the single page. Plaintiffs offer declarations that inmates are rarely allowed to leave their cells, have no regular access to drinking water or adequate food, sleep standing up because of overcrowding, and are held in cells where they do not see sunlight for days. Oh, you mean like the J6 political prisoners? This guy didn't express any concern about all the J6ers he locked up in the D.C. gulag, but he's really concerned about the Trinidad y Aragua terrorists and what kind of conditions they might meet in Venezuela, in their prisons, or El Salvador or Honduras, whatever the case may be. This is going to prove to be a very interesting couple of weeks here as these rules now start to percolate. First off, district judges should have no ability whatsoever to impose a nationwide injunction on the President of the United States. This is an Article 3 meddling and interference in Article 2 executive powers of the President.
Article 3 is an article that has to do specifically with the judiciary, and it only sets up the Supreme Court. Everything else is left to the Congress. Congress can change this. All they have to do is they have to pass a law that says, all right, you guys have passed stuff at the circuit level, district level. That's fine for your circuit, for your district, but that's it.
Well, that's the debate. To impeach, to defund, or is there another option? We'll get to that and a couple more judges misbehaving here in just a second. And why was Chief Justice John Roberts in a secretive invite-only club of elite judges, most of whom are radical leftists and who hate Trump? We'll have the answer for you coming up in just a second.
Yeah, and why was Chuck Whitaker in a secret organization specifically geared toward making sure people drive 45 miles an hour in the left-hand lane? 613, traffic and weather off the three, Chuck.
I always remember the guy on Sanford and Son who said, why were you in the left-hand lane going 45? He said, that's as fast as my car could go.
Yes. They changed lanes.
He said, didn't you know that? I didn't know that.
Well, that problems already, I hear.
Oh, my God. Forget this. Fort McHenry Tunnel. And I think there's another problem here. First off, it's a right tube coming out southbound right before you get to Key Highway. Right now, nobody's moving on the right side. I told you once the medic unit gets there, things happen very quickly. They have to get the people out. They have to transport, have to do all this other stuff. There's another car stopped in the right lane of the left tunnel now, related, I guess, to this wreck. So now we have one lane open out of four at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, already backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The Old Harbor Tunnel already backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. So here we are at 6:15 and already 25 to 30 minute delays southbound. Only the left lane of the left tube right now is moving. They come out of the right lane, can't go anyplace, and then the right lane of the left tunnel is also blocked. I think that police car is related to this wreck on the right side. This is a big problem already, and and only knows how much we've missed the Key Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel will cooperate at least this morning. Sunny this morning, turning partly cloudy this afternoon, but it'll stay dry, 63, and then scattered showers could return overnight into tomorrow morning, and then it'll clear up tomorrow. A little bit cooler, a little sunny later on in the afternoon, 58. Right now, cloudy, 43 in the city, and it is 42 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Have you heard? Tiger Woods has confirmed he's in a serious relationship with Vanessa Trump, Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Vanessa said she'll be doing the driving.
You better believe that.
United Airlines flight from
Does
L.A.
to Shanghai. Get to do the putting, by the way?
Yeah. United Airlines flight from L.A. to Shanghai, forced to make a U-turn and landing back in San Francisco. The reason? One of the pilots had forgotten his passport. Better that than the mechanics forgetting to tighten the bolts.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, that's true.
Wife of Vice President J.D. Vance, Usha Vance, flying to Greenland tomorrow, mm-hmm. or this week. And might this be the first ambassador to Greenland?
You're such a troublemaker.
President Trump is demanding that Colorado remove his presidential portrait from the Colorado State House because the painting is unflattering. Have you seen the portrait, the painting?
Horrible.
I've not.
Horrible.
It doesn't even look like him. It's distorted. No. The cheeks are all fat. Yeah. The face is really fat.
So it's a caricature.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. And then we find out that the artist, well, she's a never-Trumper.
What a surprise.
So they commissioned a never-Trumper artist to paint an unflattering picture of 47.
And it looks like she succeeded in doing that.
Yeah. Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, claims that SecDef Pete Hegseth accidentally included him in a top-level text message group that included detailed plans of last week's bombing of the Houthis in Yemen. Hegseth is saying, no, it wasn't the Houthis we were bombing. It was your house. The Atlantic reporter was not well-liked in the White House. Live-action remake of Snow White is not living up to box office expectations. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
There's no prince. The dwarves are computer-generated dwarves. They're not actual little people. And, of course, we have the actress Rachel Zegler, who plays Snow White, is a pro-Palestinian Hamas activist who hates Trump. Gee, I wonder why people don't want to go see that movie.
Right, exactly.
It's a puzzle. It's such a puzzle.
Kansas City Chiefs have been invited to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory from 2020. There was no White House visit after their 2020 win due to the COVID pandemic. So Trump has invited them. Taylor Swift, not invited. Because they already got enough hot blondes in Caroline Leavitt and Pam Bondi. So
I heard a story. So the girl that played Snow White is going to start singing, "Someday My Check Will Come."
Well, she probably already got paid up front.
Maybe. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Reginald Dwight. Sir Reginald Dwight. Do you know who that is?
Elton John.
Yes.
Elton John, yeah.
Elton John turned 78 today.
Is your song
like a candle in the wind?
Lord, I miss Daniel. Hold me close, I'm trying to dance.
It's like the sun going down on me.
Mr. Elton John.
Nine number one hits.
Wow.
29 songs in the Billboard Top 10. His latest Top 10 hit was 2022. It was called Cold Heart. It was a duet with Dua Lipa. It peaked at number 7. His latest is with the country singer Brandi Carlile, who believes in angels. And it's already in the Top 10 in the Adult Contemporary chart. One of the musical geniuses of our time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So I'm at the Capitol Center.
Yeah.
And the guy in front of me was smoking weed. And he turns around and says, you want to hit off of this? I said, I'm getting my own breeze here. Thank you very much.
I'm getting a contact high.
I said, I'm actually in the fifth row now at the top deck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's inevitable.
Chuck's olfactory senses are off the charts, by the way. He can walk into a KFC, smell the bucket of fried chicken, and that's enough for him.
That's it. He's full.
He's completely full just from the aroma.
One of the side effects of Ozempic.
Yeah, the doors of my car open on 41 here in Brooksville. I get dragged in there with the magic fingers, you know.
Oh, boy. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Let me give you a quick update.
Yes, sir.
The left lane of the right tube is moving again, so they're keeping the accident in the right side, but there's only one lane open in the left tube, so we're two lanes out of four open, and both the tunnels are a mess.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, more on the secret society that Chief Justice belongs to.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Words mean different things to different people. They also tend to change their meaning over time. An example of that, which has always driven me crazy, is the word ignorant. Its true meaning, of course, is to be without knowledge or education, unaware or uninformed, oblivious. Somewhere over the years, however, it has also come to be used as a synonym for rude, uncouth, or crude. A similar observation can be made about the word evangelical. Over the years, it has become a self-identifier, particularly a synonym for political labels like social conservative or the religious right. As a Christian pastor, I feel it's my duty to provide some clarity to this. A true evangelical is one who believes that Jesus Christ's death on a cross is the only sacrifice that would remove the penalty of his or her sin. And only those who trust in Christ alone as their Savior receive God's free gift of eternal salvation. That's the truth of the matter. And as Jesus said, to know the truth would set you free. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
It's Tuesday morning, 6:23 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, already problems on the roads. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
And the Fort McHenry Tunnel is the big problem right now. It's causing backups, of course, on 895. The wreck was coming out of the right tube, southbound, right before you get to the ramp at Key Highway. Several vehicles were involved. They're still blocking the right lane, and the right lane of the left tube, right opposite that wreck, is also blocked. So we have problems backed up on 95, single lanes right now in both the tunnels, backed up to at least the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and in turn, 95, or make that 895, is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So already this morning, 15, 20, 25-minute delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, but a dry today, and 63 is the expected high. Maybe some rains coming in overnight and tomorrow morning, but then should clear out for the rest of the week. Right now, cloudy, 44 in Parkville, 43 in Glen Burnie. Investigative journalist Bad Kitty, which that's just a handle that...
you're sure that they give a name.
That she runs on X, reported that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts involved in a secretive invite-only club for elite judges in Washington, D.C. The secretive club of America Inns of Court includes radical America-hating judges James Jeb Boasberg, Beryl Howell, we'll hear from here in just a second, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Amit Mehta, all hard leftists and all Trump haters. John Roberts has been the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court since September of 2005. So what in the world would he be doing fraternizing in a secret group with far left-wing colleagues? What do they have in common besides being judges?
An interest in the law.
Yeah, or an interest in making sure that Donald Trump and his agenda isn't allowed to forward. It was...
Now, is it
Roberts,
private or secret?
It is secret, and I don't think they are. They actually put out press releases, so I don't know how private it is. But I don't know if they basically meet in secret. You can only get into the meetings with an invitation. Nobody's allowed to cover it. There are no press or reporters allowed in these meetings.
But if they put out press releases, do they put it out anonymously? I mean, in other words, here's our organization.
No, it's called the America Inns of Court. It was modeled on a UK legal organization and or establishment. But this one is, and again...
Well, what's the content of the conversation?
Is this the first time you've heard of it? It's the first time I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been covering this stuff for a long time. So have you.
Yeah.
Never heard of this organization before. But Justice released a statement 2 days after Jeb Boasberg tried to rein him in. Remember Justice Roberts rebuked Trump?
Yep.
Okay. Justice Roberts is the one that appointed Jeb Boasberg to the FISA court. Jeb Boasberg at the FISA court is the one that basically approved a bunch of falsified FISA warrants against Trump in the Russia collusion hoax. So one wonders if Justice Roberts is compromised along with these other soulless, vicious judges on the D.C. District Court. And that's probably one of the worst. Now, we get to the appellate court, and it's an Obama judge who's very upset the alleged mistreatment of Venezuelan gangsters. Judge Patricia Millett, serving in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Court, were concerned about Venezuelan gangbangers and terrorists.
Your Honor, I think this court's decision in IM versus CBP is instructive on this.
Am I wrong about anything I just said factually?
Your Honor, I think it's incorrect that they couldn't have gotten into court as the five individual plaintiffs.
No, but the point here was that there were plane loads of people. I mean, it's a class action. There were plane loads of people. There were no procedures in place to notify people. Nazis got better treatment under the Alien Enemy Act than has happened here, where the proclamation...
Nazis got better treatment, says the judge,
But she's not asking the key question. What's required under the law? If the applicable law is the 1798 alien law, alien deportation law, which still is in effect, I forget exactly where it is in the code, but it still exists, never been overturned, never been challenged, never been declared unconstitutional, precisely what is required under the law? Does it require a judge to sign off? Not by my reading of it.
Nor.
It requires action by the executive. Beyond that, stuff it.
Then there's Judge Beryl Howell, also a member of this secret society, an Obama-appointed judge who was horrific against J6ers. Let's see if she has any Trump bias.
Having a very surprising and downright troubling moment in this country when the very importance of facts is dismissed or ignored. That's a very risky business for all of us and our democracy. The historian Heather Cox Richardson, whose book I've been reading, explains in her new book, which is a bestseller, so many of you may have already read it, Democracy Awakening, that burying facts with false history telling is one of the keys to the rise of authoritarianism. As she bluntly puts it, big lies are springboards for authoritarians.
There you have it. And then she doesn't mention Trump by name, but we all know who she was referring to. So the solution, is it to impeach, to defund, or is there another option? We'll explore that a little bit later on.
Hey, looking for a natural way to boost energy, support heart your heart health, and stay active as you age? I've got one for you. It's time to try Rescue Oracine. Now, this unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosts. boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function. It helps you feel your best every day. And right now, radio listeners, WCBM listeners, can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orosine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss this exclusive deal. It won't last long. Go to res-q.com, use the code MYENERGY, M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y, to grab Rescue Orosine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Coming up next, Chuck Yu, Schumer, and Pam Bondi on activist judges. Right now, news headlines at 6:30 with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The owner of a Bolivar County restaurant has died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. 85-year-old Custis Trian Tefalos and a woman were both found in a home on Old Carriage Road in Glen Arm, where high levels of CO2 were detected Monday morning. Trian Tefalos died when the woman remains hospitalized, according to the preliminary report. A car was left running in an attached garage, creating a buildup of carbon monoxide. Man found dead after an Anne Arundel County house fire apparently took his own life. Fire officials say crews were called to a home on North Shore Drive shortly before 3:30 Monday morning. They were able to put out the fire just before 4 o'clock in the morning. When firefighters searched the home, they found a man dead with an initial investigation indicating he intentionally set the fire and then shot himself. Two taken to shock trauma after being treated following a Sunday crash in Wicomico County. Maryland State Police say the two-vehicle accident happened on westbound Route 50 at Old Railroad Road in Hebron. Investigators say a motorcycle was traveling westbound, crashed into an SUV. Motorcyclist and his passenger flown to shock trauma. Driver of the SUV taken to a local hospital. A group of students at Salisbury University calling for a change in the school's pepper spray policy. Under the university's current rules, pepper spray is classified as a dangerous weapon and is not permitted on campus, but some students say it provides an extra layer of security and should be allowed. Coming up on 6:32 on Tuesday morning on WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, louder number 243. Your pick 4-0-4-8-1. And now at 6:33. Yes, I know, Chuck.
I'm ready to go.
Only a half hour left. Yeah. It's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Harbor Tunnel both in trouble, but I think we're going to make a little progress here. They've opened up the second lane now in the left tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and it looks like the accident vehicles may be clearing now from the right tunnel southbound. So we're going to make a little progress here. As soon as they can do that, we'll start to make a dent in this backup. 95 backed up to the city county line. 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. Yep, the right lane in the right tube just went green. So all four lanes now are open again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This ain't going away anytime soon. So an option, come through the city if you know the way. I just looked at the Beltway for you from Bel Air Road around to the JFX. You could take the Beltway to the JFX, come downtown that way, go completely around all of this backup. We'll keep an eye on it, but all four lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny. 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. We're going to have a little fun here at 635 as Baltimore continues to talk about the comments from Derek Queen after the Maryland center won the game, basically, for the Terps against Colorado State. First off, let's start you with this. A comical moment in the postgame press conference following Maryland's stunning 72-71 win. The hero, Baltimore's Derek Queen, was asked this by Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner.
Derek, I know you were saying you were kind of due. This is your first game winner ever? Or
yeah.
I wouldn't have given it to him if I had known that.
That's head coach Kevin Willard saying that. So on that note, in Baltimore, it doesn't take long for an off-the-cuff response to become a rallying cry. Terps freshman Derek Queen being the latest entrant, of course. The men's basketball star cemented his place in Baltimore sports history Sunday night, first with the buzzer beater off the glass to send the Terps to the tournament Sweet 16, and then with his comments after the game, asked by Andy Katz why he felt confident taking the final shot.
I mean, so I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why.
Less than 24 hours later, Queen's hometown is celebrating the instant classic, quote, as only Charm City can. First off, let's start you with this from Marky Mark. Veteran music producer producing the soundboard to create a Baltimore club edit centered on Queen's quote. Baltimore choreographer TSU Terry didn't hesitate to post a dance video set to the remix too. Meanwhile, in Hamden, there's a new salt box design from Baltimore artist Juliet Ames popping up at the intersection of West 37th and Elm Avenue. And take one guess what it says. It says, I'm from Baltimore, that's why. Meanwhile, the Maryland women with a stunning comeback last night of their own. 111-108 over the University of Alabama in double overtime. Maryland now in the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze after the game.
Every player had an impactful moment for us, whether it was on the offensive and defensive end. And now we're excited to be representing both, you know, now us and men's basketball going to the Sweet 16.
A sidebar on this game, Alabama's Sarah Ashley Barker with 45 points in the loss. She is the daughter of former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker, who led the Crimson Tide to the 1993 NCAA National Championship. Orioles and Nats canceled yesterday in D.C. The Birds open Thursday in Toronto. Zach Eflin takes the hill for Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson and Jorge Mateo stay back in Sarasota. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there's just something about Baltimore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Maybe it's me and maybe I'm wrong about this, but
I can't imagine that.
But, and I love Baltimore. I'm not even from Baltimore, okay, but I love Baltimore.
You're a South Floridian.
I'm a South Floridian. Right. I've been here for almost 40 years now, okay? My career has basically been here.
Another 15 years, you'll be able to take your coat off inside, by the way.
No, another 15 degrees, and I'll be able to take my coat off inside. Thank you very much. But can you, I mean, am I wrong? But, like, if somebody's from San Diego and they just hit the winning shot, do they just say, well, I'm from San Diego? Or if somebody's from Philly, do they say, well, it's because I'm from Philly? No, they don't.
Maybe, I think New Yorkers.
Okay, maybe New Yorkers.
Maybe New Yorkers.
But Baltimore, like, I got to tell you something. There is a pride here, and I know it's not, you know, I know the problems and all that stuff. Yeah. But there is a pride of this city from people who live in this city that when they go, like they talk about Baltimore. And for Derek Queen to get on national television and answer the question as to why he had confidence to make that shot. Well, I'm from Baltimore, that's why. Like, yeah. That doesn't happen everywhere in the country.
So my question is, what happens if he would have missed the shot?
Yes, yeah.
Would he have said, you know, I missed that shot because I'm from Baltimore?
He wouldn't have been interviewed if he missed that shot. The kid who hit the three-pointer for Colorado.
Guys like you would interview a guy that missed the shot. Come on.
He said, well, I'm from Baltimore. I missed that shot. I'm from Baltimore.
Thank you, Gary. The whole perspective right here on the morning.
I love it.
Very special. 6:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Tuesday morning on the radio. Pam Bondi and Chuck Schumer, very different points of view on those individuals who happen to be sitting on the bench, not at the highest levels of the federal chain of command, but at the circuit or district level. Bondi says that Judge Bossberg, she's the one that is a continuing problem. She says that he actually has been a big problem for her.
Yeah. Well, she basically has. Trump is invoking the state secrets privilege, telling Bossberg it'll provide him no more information on deportation flights. So you've got the attorney general now set up with a Mexican showdown with the judge on the district court. So let's hear what Pam Bondi had to say.
Here's Pam Bondi.
This is an out-of-control judge, a federal judge trying to control our entire foreign policy, and he cannot do it. You know, he dragged us into court on a Saturday without any notice, and then he's continuing these hearings.
He continues the hearings, and then he asks, according to Bondi, questions that he has no right to ask, or at least no right to expect the answer to.
He's trying to ask us about national security information, which he is absolutely not entitled to. We are appealing. We will be in court again. We will win. We will prevail. There are 261 reasons why Americans are safer today, and that's because those people are now in an prison.
They're in an El Salvador prison. Sorry for the audio dropout there. Chuck Schumer, he has said the quiet part out loud, folks. You're not supposed to, as a Democrat, actually admit to this. But Schumer, I guess in a rare moment of candor, said, yeah, we know why these are going our way.
Our democracy is at risk because Donald Trump shows that he wishes to violate the laws in many, many different ways. The good news here is we did put 235 judges, progressive judges, judges not under the control of Trump last year on the bench, and they are ruling against Trump time after time after time.
Yeah, they're doing the political job. By the way, read the phrase progressive judges as progressives who pretend they're judges. They're there in order to fulfill a political role. That is why they're on the bench. And that's exactly what Schumer is all about. And of course, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
We hope that the appellate courts, when it gets up there in the Supreme Court, will uphold those rulings. They restored the money to NIH. They required that 8,000 federal employees have to come back. We're in over 100 lawsuits against them, and we are having a good deal of success. It's only at the lower court level right now.
Yeah, well, when it gets to the upper courts, chances are it's not going to fly. Because these rulings are way out of bounds. In other words, please, on the case of the Venezuelans being deported, the members of Trinidad and Aragua TDA, find out what's the base law. The base law is the 1798 Alien Deportation Law. There's nothing in that law that requires consultation from the executive branch with either the legislative or judicial. So if that's the case, if I'm reading that law correctly, I'll post it online so you can check it out too, then what's the hubbub? The hubbub is, of course, that they really want to defend rapists and murderers. That's who the Dems are now?
And this Jeb Bossberg has basically overruled or tried to overrule Trump at least 20 times in the first term and now in this term as well. So this guy is he's a one-man firing squad from the bench.
Yeah. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is not a good situation here. I'm looking at 95 south from the Beltway. Now we're backed up through Rosedale, down to the split. That's 3 miles, basically, from the Beltway down to the split. Then you get there, and nobody's going anywhere, even though the Fort McHenry Tunnel wreck has now cleared,
and all four lanes are moving. Everybody's backed up to the city-county line. So it's 95 through Rosedale, then it's 95 through Moravia Road, down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895, pretty much dead stop at Moravia Road, all trying to get through and around some earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So again, your option, if you know your way, through the city, Beltway towards Bel Air Road as a detour. Hang on a second. Still dealing with this damn throat.
I'm sorry. I had a little musical interlude there.
It
was fine.
I know. It was very nice. Thank you.
Sure.
In the meantime, this is a long delay, and I'm telling you right now, from the Beltway to get through either one of these tunnels right now, an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. Okay?
Wow.
That's a mess. Okay. Beltway, Bel Air Road, JFX, JFX South. Go downtown, pick up 395, pick it up from there. One of our listeners called, said there was a wreck on Pulaski Highway near the bridge at 895. I don't have confirmation on that, but that would add to the heavy traffic trying to get into the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the snows is partly cloudy today, and then a little bit later on we'll get some sunshine. But the clouds will be with us for most of the day today, but it'll be dry and 63. Cloudy 43 in Pasadena and 41 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy.
It is International Waffle Day. Did you know that Waffle House has its own record label?
No.
It's called Waffle Records. It makes original music for Waffle House jukeboxes, rather.
Yeah.
Here's a song they put out in 1999.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on in.
Believe I will.
Coffee's good, fresh and hot. How about a cup?
I'll have a cup.
Just say good morning.
Good morning.
The Waffle House way.
I like it that way.
We've got eggs any way you like them. 24 hours a day. Just come on in.
Come on in.
You'll see. They're gonna treat you like your family. Just come on in.
Come on.
That's Mary Welch Rogers. She's the wife of Waffle House co-founder Joe Rogers. And, of course, a bunch of songs written for Waffle House by Buckner and Garcia. How about that, folks?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. And there actually was that. A waffle man.
I didn't realize that Bill Buckner was writing music.
They identified him as his initial C.W. from Brooksville, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
that
can't
be. That he would go out in waffle costume and wave people into Waffle House.
Everyone
just a regular skin
for free food. That was after a whole afternoon in a lawn chair.
Yes.
With no clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That visual just didn't work for us. It might be some time for Fireball. You know Fireball whiskey?
Yes.
They're giving away lifetime supplies. But
oh,
you have to be you got to be 90 years or old to enter.
I'm almost there.
They claim they're doing it because Fireball is oddly popular with the older demographics.
Maybe I can get a waiver.
Here's a couple of grandmas trying Fireball for the first time.
Sure, dearie.
It is hot. My gosh. Very fiery. Woo! Cinnamon. It kind of tastes like a medicine type thing. Like a cinnamon hot medicine going down.
That'll warm your belly, that's for sure. Oh, gosh. Woo! That's actually, it tastes very nice.
It's a little too hot for me, but what do you think? It's soothing. It's kind of soothing.
Whoa, I better say.
It's actually good.
That's what I said.
Gotta be 90 to get your lifetime supply of Fireball whiskey. I wonder if I could convince my mother-in-law to sign up.
Run audio, please.
Oh, yeah. Put them right next to him.
Please, run audio. This I want to hear. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Robert, go over to your mom's house. We're going to have some fun.
Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its are dropping soon.
Oh.
Again, these are Cheez-Its that are flavored to taste like a Wendy's Baconator.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's coming up soon at a grocery store near you. Also, Wendy's is introducing new Frosty Swirls and a Frosty Fusion. So those are two new beverages at Wendy's. Chuck used to do Frosty Swirlies.
Yes.
On a cold morning in Irvington when the plumbing was...
skating on Slinch's field ice.
Yeah. Right.
They
the skate stuck right in.
Sometimes they make them pie-shaped just for Chuck so he could do Frosty Wedgies as well.
Yes.
I'd like to give you one right now.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Right. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. These judges that we're talking about. So the question here is, do you impeach them? Do you try to defund them, these courts? We all know about the Jefferson Court Reform Act of 1802, which reformed the entire federal court system. But Darrell Issa, California congressman, has an act out. It is called the No Rogue Rulings Act and the Judges Act of 2025. It is gaining bipartisan consensus. And he said, we have a major malfunction in one part of our federal judiciary. Judges who abuse their power with nationwide injunctions to target President Trump, people elected him to carry out. As of today, these rogue rulings are put on notice and soon should come to an end. Basically, the rogue ruling would stop the nationwide injunction. A judge could still rule, but it would only apply to the district. For instance, Judge Boasberg is second district of D.C.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
so
you have
apply in D.C.
Right. And of those on the district court in D.C., you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six radical Obama-Biden judges. They include Tanya Chutkan. They include Amit Mehta. Ana Reyes, Lauren Ali Khan, Amir Ali, Christopher Cooper, and a few others. They were just horrible to the J6ers. So you got the D.C. District Court is stacked with radical activist judges. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, the Maryland Freedom Caucus slamming the governor and Democrats' latest budget proposal.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up on 6:53 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Now we're finding out the three-card Monty game that Westmore and the Democrats are playing with the budget framework proposal. We got the details coming up. But as always, it's a busy morning. Waffles Johnson, he's got the traffic grid covered like
the grid,
like no other. Or is that a grid hole? Not quite sure which.
6:53.
A girdle.
I love the names.
He's getting information as we speak, so he'll be with us shortly.
What the information we'll kind of serve to put on the waffles? I'm clear.
Apparently, you know, the camera's a little tardy this morning, so he's got to get those up to speed before he can give us a complete update.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're not aimed at the plaza, Sean, and that's really a big concern. for an awful lot of us.
Apparently, they're all aimed at each other, and that causes a great snafu in traffic. We'll give you the Weather Channel forecast while we wait for Chuck to compile his report. Sunny this morning, turning partly cloudy this afternoon. It'll stay dry and 63. Scattered showers possible overnight into Wednesday morning. Then it should clear out, and it'll be sunny and 58 later in the day tomorrow. Right now, we're cloudy and 41 in Columbia, and under cloudy skies, 44 in Annapolis as well. We're still awaiting Chuck, and so I don't know.
I think we're going to miss out on Chuck this
summer. Might have had some technical difficulties. We'll hopefully get let me know, Kristen, if he pops up, and we'll get him right on. So the Maryland Freedom Caucus has now got a chance to look at Governor Westmore's budget proposal. And we had suspected this, Bruce. And what we have here is, again, three-card Monty or the old shell game, you know, which is always fixed against us, right? And the dealer or the guy that's making the money, or in this particular case, the people that are collecting the taxes, they always win. We always lose. It's the old Vegas rule. House always wins. And that's exactly where the House of Representatives and the State Senate always winning. So we're looking at some of these so-called cuts, all right? This is nothing more than smoke and mirrors designed to appear to be or look like true fiscal responsibility. And here are what some of the cuts are. 9.5% of state positions will be left vacant, saving $110 million. But that is not an actual cut, nor is it a downsizing of government. Okay, they're just not going to fund these vacant positions at this time. There's also a proposal that would shift nearly $100 million in teacher retirement costs from the state to local governments and call this a pass-the-buck move that'll force counties, and we had Bob Castley on just last week, to either raise taxes or slash school budgets. More on this in just a second. We've got an update now from Chuck Whitaker.
Hello, Waffles.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Waffles.
Waffles. God, I'm sorry we played that. That song is in my head. I'm ruined for the rest of the day. 895 and 95 South still hurting. A lot of big problems early this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still backed up to the city-county line. Both on 95 and 895, we're moving traffic. We're making a dent in it, but it's not going away anytime soon. 45-minute delays right now southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
All right, so here's the latest on this budget framework proposal. We told you about the 9.5% vacant state positions. They're skipping a deposit in the state's rainy day fund. So they're not going to put money into the rainy day fund. Lord knows we need it. And they should have used money from the rainy day fund and saved that. And as well as the surplus they were given, along with the ARP money, for, you know, this kind of eventuality. But they didn't. They're shifting teacher costs to local governments, meaning that those of us, whichever county you're in, you're going to have to be paying more because county executives will either be slashing services or having to raise taxes. They're moving $50 million in cash funded capital projects to bonds. They're eliminating additional pension and retiree payments. Well, that's a great thing if you're a state, you work for the state all these years and you expected your pension and your retirement pay. They're going to be eliminating some of that. They're correcting allegedly a $100 million Medicaid budgeting error. I wonder on whose side that was. It's got to be on the state side, right? Because it's not a federal thing. Look, any way you want to cut this thing, they're going to spend here two things. They will spend more than $1 billion more next year than this year in this budget, and this will be the largest tax increase that we have ever seen. It's an historic tax increase, $1.6 billion tax increase for those of us in Maryland, including doubling the title, admission fees, the 3% sales tax on data IT services. We'll have a guest coming on maybe later this week to tell us how that will impact that industry and the rest of us, and of course, a 6% tax on vending machine sales as well. This will be the largest one we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's something we could anticipate. By the way, I came across a great, I think it's called Majesty Moore. an ad, anti-Moore ad online. We have the audio for that coming up. We can get that sometime next half hour. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's coming up on 659 right now. Coming up next hour as well, the Tesla story. You're going to not... look, you'll believe it, because this is the environment in which we live. But attacks continue on Tesla dealerships, on Tesla owners. This is irrational, and it's criminal. We'll talk about that. The war on kids in schools continues. And blue cities and immigration, or illegal immigration, all those for topics of conversation coming up in the next 60 right here.
Yeah, and join us at the right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, Maggie Damanowski. She is a Baltimore County School Board member. I remember interviewing her, we did, when she was running for school board several years ago. And she, of course, was reprimanded by her colleagues on the Baltimore County School Board because she dared to question Dr. Miriam Rogers about budget issues in her education budget. They didn't like her quote-unquote tone. So, to my knowledge, this is the first interview Maggie's given, and it's going to be right after 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats are outraged and Senate Republicans none too pleased about a reporter's claim that he was able to join an online session with top defense officials on plans to attack the Houthis in Yemen.
Democrats are demanding to know how the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine was allowed to join a group chat. They criticized the National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and others for discussing details about a planned missile attack via a commercially available app and for not doing more to verify the identities of all involved. Majority leaders John Thune told reporters on Monday Republican senators will get to the bottom of what happened. Bob Agner reporting.
Defense Secretary Hegseth takes issue with the claim made by the Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, today U.S. ceasefire negotiators are back at the table, this time talking with Ukrainian officials. There's a sign of warming relations between Washington and Moscow.
The Kremlin confirms Russian President Vladimir Putin has given President Trump a portrait Putin had commissioned of President Trump. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it was given to Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, during a visit to Moscow earlier this month. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, Witkoff described Trump as clearly touched by the portrait, which he described as beautiful. In 2018, Putin gave Trump a soccer ball that the Secret Service checked for listening devices before Trump gave it to his son, hearkening back to a Soviet-era gift to a U.S. diplomat that turned out to be bugged. I'm Ben Thomas.
Citing national security concerns, Attorney General Bondi has invoked state secrets privilege in refusing to provide a federal district judge with flight data regarding the deportation of about 200 suspected Venezuelan gang members. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 17 points, S&P futures 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Your dog's diet should be as colorful as yours. Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a plant-based topper featuring ingredients from 40 whole foods, just stir into their food to enrich your dog's diet. Vet developed, dog trusted. But don't just take our word for it.
She even used to work cattle and lost lots of miles under her feet, and she is happier on the Dr. Fido's. I've been super impressed with it.
Go to drfidos.com today and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
Five.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We continue with all four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but we had problems earlier this morning where we were down to just two lanes for the better part of a half an hour or so. Backed us up all the way back to the city-county line. 895 took the hit as well. All of that is still moving. It's moving slowly. At least we're going into both the harbor tunnels right now. Big delays, though, to go back all the way back through the city-county line. 95 at last check was still slow coming down through the area of the bridge at Chesico Avenue, and that's still going to be a problem. Just going to change the camera here. Moving a little better now south of Kenwood, but from that point at the Beltway all the way down through the Harbor Tunnels, 45 minutes to an hour to get through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny, 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are in the 40s mostly. Pikesville has 46 degrees, a bit warmer downtown Baltimore. They're now at 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04 on WCBM. News continues with this. A group of students at Salisbury University are calling for a change in the school's pepper spray policy. Under the university's current rules, pepper spray is classified as a dangerous weapon and is not permitted on campus. Some students say it provides an extra layer of security and should be allowed. A coalition that includes the NAACP, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 3, and the National Education Association, suing the Trump administration over the dismantling of the Department of Education. The lawsuit is asking a judge to stop the administration's plan, saying it exceeds the constitutional authority of the executive branch. A former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges. Police say detectives with the Crimes Against Children Unit began investigating William Father Bill Mannion October 2023. The alleged abuse occurred from about 1991 through 1994 in the 600 block of St. Agnes Lane in Catonsville. Mannion arrested Monday, charged with second-degree child abuse and multiple sex offenses. Detectives believe there may be more victims of his abuse and urge them to come forward. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Dash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More from Derek Queen in that iconic moment Sunday night on the national stage, the buzzer beater that sent the Terps to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. Queen was asked in the postgame,
"Did you come to Maryland to make moments like this, especially in March?"
Yes, of course. I mean, first I just want to put on for Baltimore. I mean, a lot of people don't really make it out of Baltimore, and then I just wanted to come here and make a change, and then hopefully I did make a change so Coach Willard can keep getting a lot of local kids.
If Coach Willard stays at the University of Maryland. After the rainout yesterday in D.C., the O's on their way to Toronto for Thursday's season opener. Meanwhile, the team chipping away at their spring roster in anticipation of opening day. Masson Sports Rock Kubatko reporting last night, veteran starter Kyle Gibson has been optioned to minor league camp, projected to join the rotation if all things go well around May 1st. Catcher Maverick Hanley and infielders Vimiel Machin, who had a great spring, Emmanuel Rivera and Luis Vasquez were reassigned to minor league camp as well. So now it appears that Levon Soto has the edge in the battle to replace injured shortstop Gunnar Henderson on the opening day roster, unless Jorge Mateo was deemed ready to play on opening day. Coming up in 30 30 minutes, an NHL blockbuster tonight in Winnipeg. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The right choice from Maryland. Hour two of Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up in this hour, blue mayors in blue cities are blowing it on sanctuary cities and safe havens.
Ooh, nice alliteration.
Thank you. A war on our children in schools. We'll hear from a Fairfax mom in the state. Status of HB 161 in our own general insane asylum. Top story here, though, is the Tesla terrorism continues.
It's amazing, Sean, if you think about it, how irrational this is. So a couple of years ago, people were saying, well, you got to buy yourself an electric vehicle. It was all the rage. Joe Biden was saying, go out and buy yourself an electric vehicle. We're going to do away with gas-powered vehicles. Here in the state, the Democrats in Annapolis said, you better go out and buy yourself an electric vehicle because we're going to outlaw them. So everybody was, oh, I better buy myself an electric vehicle. All those people who, quote, love the earth, they said, wow, I got to buy myself an electric vehicle. And now people went out and did that. And now they find they're being harassed if they bought the wrong brand of electric vehicle. God forbid you bought yourself a Tesla, because if you did, then you have people like Tim Walz, who somehow is irritated at your very existence.
I don't use a teleprompter, I don't speak from notes, and I try and speak from the experiences I've had with other people on this. And this guy bugs me in a way that is probably unhealthy.
Tell me something we don't know.
Yeah. Tell me something we don't.
Yeah, of course he's talking about Elon Musk, who of course runs Tesla. Well, here's a typical example of one of the things that's happened recently. This is a poor gal, she's out in the Seattle area, where of course they love the earth. And they want to make sure they sustain. So she and her husband, they have a couple of little kids. They went out and bought themselves a Tesla a couple of years ago because they thought that would be environmentally more friendly. Now, she's wrong, but it's okay, you know. That was the intent, at any rate. And they got, last week, confronted on a country road.
I was thankfully by myself. Gets out and walks straight up to my door, window. So I cracked my window, and I said, what is the problem? And he goes, you need to sell your car. This is a Nazi car. You're driving it. You need to sell your car.
Now, I saw the video. This guy crossed the double yellow line, passed her, cut her off. Now, imagine if you're a woman alone on a country road, and somebody does that to you, and then gets out of his car and comes back toward you. I mean, this would be a terrifying moment. Or, in some circumstances, it would be terrifying for the individual who's coming toward the car if you happen to have a strong belief in your Second Amendment rights. We'll get back to that later. But she said, look, it's a car. I'm not making a political statement. I bought a car.
It's really sad, like, that this is what's happening to people who, honestly, it doesn't affect how I believe or what I believe. Just the car I drive. Being in Seattle, it was climate's important, our footprint's important. This seemed like the right move for a very busy family.
Yeah, and she says that it was as if this guy was out there looking for Teslas. He was on a mission to harass Tesla owners on that particular day.
Felt so intentional. Felt exactly what he was there to do.
Sell your car! Sell your car!
That's what's happening. Sell your Nazi car. She said, look, you buy a $60,000 vehicle, which is only slightly less than I paid for my first condominium when I bought it down in the D.C. area. That's an expensive car. You can't simply sell it and go buy a new car unless you have really, really deep pockets.
We have an internal task force now working with every agency sitting here at this table. And if you've committed fraud, we're coming after you. Thank you, Elon, for that. On the violent crime level, thanks to President Trump's directive, we are seeking the death penalty again. So all of these horrible, violent criminals that you're hearing about around the country, they will face the death penalty federally within our country. And the drug dealers need to get out of here because we are coming after you. We're going to have 94 great U.S. attorneys around this country, and everyone will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
And that includes people who do things like confront young women on country roads and order them to sell their Nazi vehicles. And again, some dude is going to do this, some stupid idiot, and the person in the Tesla will have a strong belief in the Second Amendment, and it will end very, very badly. 713 right now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Sell your car, KMA, sell yes. your car.
It's a car.
Right. That's what I'd be saying back, KMA. You know, yep. 95, coming down through Rosedale, a little better, has moved down. It was backed up almost back to the Beltway. Now it's only backed up to Chesico Avenue. So we start there and we go south from that point into both the harbor tunnels. Big problems earlier. Fort McHenry Tunnel started all of that at 6 o'clock this morning. We have not recovered. We're not going to recover anytime soon from this point at the Chesico Avenue Bridge just into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 45 minutes at least, maybe longer. 895 sitting still at Moravia Road. Not many options, folks. You know your way through the city. An option, maybe the Beltway going across to the JFX, coming downtown from there. There was an earlier wreck, Pulaski Highway near Armistead Gardens. Watch out for that. There's a new wreck on I-70 westbound at exit 49. Tractor trailer is involved and apparently overturned on the ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunshine this morning and then partly cloudy this afternoon, dry and 63. Some scattered showers could, kind of in the area about overnight or so until tomorrow morning, but should clear out, be sunny, 58 on your Wednesday. Right now it is mostly cloudy and 42 in Pikesville. It is 43 downtown in the city of Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday, the Trump cabinet meeting was one for the ages, one to behold. Well, looking at all these very confident, capable, and competent people that are running our government right now report on their respective departments. I think I wanted to focus on a little bit right now because everyone's trying to cast doubt on the Trump economy. And remember, we're privatizing this thing. And that's what Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, said. It's going to take a little while. But once it's done, once it's complete, mm-hmm. we're going to have a whole different way, different approach. And yesterday, Hyundai announced they're investing $20 billion, and this is where the Trump tariffs work, because Hyundai was manufacturing cars and car parts overseas, and they want to send them into the United States.
Yeah.
Well, the tariffs have now convinced them, we're going to make it here in the United States. So that's a $20 billion investment we weren't getting before, but thanks to the Trump tariffs, we are going to get this. And right now, $3 trillion of foreign and domestic investment into the United States in just 65 days. That's an amazing number. Yeah. I don't think that's ever been done before.
It's really an astounding number if you think about it, because one of the things that does is not just the money, but it's the jobs that will be associated with that. So that's going to employ a fair number of people in some part of this country manufacturing various parts of Hyundai's, which, of course, is a South Korean brand.
Right.
So they're here now.
But haters like to hate, and the latest muckraking radical left-wing journalist, Jeffrey Goldberg, he of The Atlantic. Remember, he's the one that started the suckers and losers hoax. And the Russia. He is reporting that he was sent a message by National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and he was included on a chain or thread that this chat allegedly contained sensitive details about military strikes against the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen. President Trump was asked about that yesterday at the cabinet meeting.
President, your reaction to the story in The Atlantic that said that some of your top cabinet officials and aides had been discussing very sensitive material through Signal and included an Atlantic reporter for that. What is your response to that?
I don't know anything about it. I'm not a big fan of the Atlantic. To me, it's a magazine that's going out of business. I think it's not much of a magazine, but I know nothing about it. You're saying that they had what?
They were using Signal to coordinate on sensitive materials.
Having to do with what? What were they talking about?
With the Houthis.
The Houthis? You mean the attack on the Houthis?
Right.
Well, it couldn't have been very effective because the attack was very effective, I can tell you that. I don't know anything about it. First time. Anybody else?
Yeah, and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth firmly denied claims he and or other top Trump administration officials inadvertently shared classified military strategies in a group chat. He said, "You're talking about a deceitful, highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again. This guy peddles garbage. This is what he does." As to the deportations, reporters were trying to get under Trump's skin the other day at a press conference regarding the judge's repeated rulings that he can't deport terrorists and other illegals from this country back to their home countries.
Do you think you have the authority, the power to round up people, deport them, and then you're under no obligation to a court to show the evidence against them?
Well, that's what the law says, and that's what our country needs, because we were, unfortunately, they allowed millions of people to come into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. So you ought to ask, did he have the authority to allow millions of people? Did Biden have the authority to do something that's unthinkable? Have open borders where millions of people poured into our country, totally unvetted and totally unchecked, just as you would say. And many of those people were criminals. Many of them were from jails and prisons and mental institutions and gang members and drug dealers and very dangerous people. Many were murderers. We have 11,088 that we know of murders they've murdered. Of that number, at least half killed more than one person. They're in our country. They're in a location near you. Biden allowed that to happen to our country and his people that really ran the country. And the person that operated the auto pen, I think we ought to find out who that was, because I guess that was the real president. So when you ask me if we have the authority, did Biden have the authority to allow millions of people to come into our country? Many of these people, hardened criminals at the top of the line, who have caused tremendous damage.
Yeah, go call or ask Dr. Autopen as to as to that.
That's a fascinating aspect, by the way, as to if they were signed by Autopen, and he wasn't even in the damn country at the time, are they legal?
Yeah.
Is anything signed by the Autopen legal and binding or not?
I don't think it is. I think the Constitution says he
has to sign the president.
Secondary tariffs announced yesterday on any country that imports Venezuelan oil, whether directly from Venezuela or indirectly through third parties. A 25% tariff will be imposed on all goods on that country. So if country A, let's say Canada, imports Venezuelan oil, they get a 25% tariff. President revoked the Secret Service protection for Alejandro Mayorkas and has nominated Dr. Susan Monterrez as the new head of the CDC. That's the way it went 65 days into the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
722, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Looking forward to that show, man. 723, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Waffles Johnson.
The south side of the Beltway got a little bit slow. They had the Curtis Creek drawbridge up for about 5-6 minutes. That section of the Beltway, Ordnance Road, Quarantine Road, it's recovering now, and the bridge is back down. Beltway, all jammed up. Bel Air Road into Towson, Interloop at Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. All that's the normal delay. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems. 6 o'clock this morning, the wreck on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel started all this. We're still backed up into Rosedale City County line, and we're just crawling. We're moving, but very slow. 45-minute delays, at least, if not longer, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather, Jonathan, is sunny this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, and dry with a high of 63. Right now, partly cloudy 44 in Edgewater and 41 in Forest Hill. Tom is in Catonsville.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. You know, there's something up with these judges. I sent an email to Mike Johnson yesterday asking him to maybe start acting to codify some of these Trump changes to help him, at least to send the message that they're willing to do something. But here's an interesting thing. I was talking with somebody who was involved in Maryland corrections in the 80s and 90s. They worked in the system. And they said that they knew, even back then, the system knew that there were these gang members whose job was to stay clean. They didn't get involved in the dirty work. And their job was to go to school and get in positions where they could help the gang. Now, I know at first glance that sounds crazy, but then when you think about what's happening, all this criminal justice reform, they don't want to charge people, they don't want to prosecute them, no cash bail. You turn on the news and you hear about criminals with records as long as your arm, even murderers, but they're still walking the street. There's a fly in the ointment somewhere, and these judges and lawyers need to be reviewed for what their connections may be, and especially judges. If you're overturned frequently, and especially if you're overturned unanimously, you may not know the law well enough to be a judge. You may need to go.
Well, I think it's an excellent point, and we've seen this in history with when Adams, stacked the courts with friendlies.
Yep.
Way back when, and Thomas Jefferson had to come in 1802 and reform the entire courts and the federal court system. And Tom, thanks for the call. And then we get the Marbury versus Madison in 1803. Yeah. In response to that, the judicial review concept. So there's always been this constant tug of war back and forth between on checks and balances between Article 1, which is Congress, Article 2, which is the President, Article 3, which is the judiciary.
And that's a healthy tension.
It is.
Between those three,
it is.
Three co-equal branches.
But every once in a while, one overreaches.
One branch to the other. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
And in this case, it would seem, to me at least, as an observer, that the lower judges, lower in the food chain, they're overreaching here rather substantially. And there are remedies to this. The Republicans are talking about one of them that I think is pretty reasonable, and that is to say, if you're going to do something, it's going to apply in your jurisdiction. So if you are arbitrarily a judge who rules over things in Nebraska and you want a ban on something, then that's going to apply to Nebraska, but not apply to Mississippi or to Maine. The Republicans want to move forward on that.
People always talk about these are lifetime appointments. Not really, because if you look in the Constitution, it says these judges serve at times in terms of good behavior. Now, we can get into the weeds needs here as to please define good behavior. Does that mean moral behavior? Does it mean, or does it mean misbehavior legally? If you are, you know, constantly ruling against a president because you have a political animus towards that president, you're constantly being overruled by a higher court. That's a good question, good debate to have.
Well, we can actually check with Adam Kinzinger on this and see what his point of view is, or of course Eric Swalwell, because he has overseas consultants he's been working very closely with from China. They might be able to advise us on that as well, Sean. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from this Tesla owner. This gal out in Seattle bought herself an electric car because she loved the environment, and now she's found out that somehow she's evil for doing this. She says that what's happening is you have people who are going out rather deliberately looking for causing mischief for Tesla owners. So what we have there is a fascinating change in the dynamic between what has been and what is now. People bought something a couple of years ago. It's a car, for heaven's sakes.
Well, you know, now you have a situation where the DOJ has just announced they're launching a task force, a domestic terrorism task force that's going after these individuals that are burning Teslas, damaging Teslas, keying Teslas. What these liberal idiots don't realize is the Tesla has something called a sentry mode.
Yeah.
And that's an onboard camera that is recording
everything
they do to these Teslas.
You see somebody walking by keying a Tesla? The Tesla sees it, records it.
John says in Lutherville, good morning. Burning Teslas on March 21st, 2025, and Kristallnacht on November 9, 1938. Where's the difference?
There is none.
And what's the difference? This is an act of intimidation. And now we have several incendiary devices that are discovered at a far-left Tesla a dealership in far-left Austin, Texas. So we'll get to that a little bit later on here as well. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that if you're looking for sustainable all-day-long energy and you want it to be heart healthy and you want it to help regulate your blood pressure, you don't want that artificial stimulant that's going to make your blood pressure explode and increase your heart rate needlessly. You want that cellular level energy, which you can't get from caffeine or from these energy drinks. You can, however, get it from Rescue Orosine, uniquely developed by a cardiologist. It is heart healthy, no side effects, not habit forming. And right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy. That's MyEnergy, MyEnergy, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at res-q.com. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges. Police say detectives with the Crimes Against Children Unit began investigating William Father Bill Mannion October 2023. The alleged abuse occurred from around 1991 through 1994, the 600 block of St. Agnes Lane in Catonsville. Mannion arrested Monday, charged with second-degree child abuse and multiple sex offenses. Detectives believe there may be more victims, and they are asking them to please come forward. Andy Harris, Maryland's lone Republican in Congress, is scheduled to hold a telephone town hall this evening. The chair of the House Freedom Caucus expected to touch on the economy, agriculture, education and environment, immigration, defense and foreign affairs. Full slate. Harris, a staunch supporter of President Trump, has been vocal about his support for the administration's effort to cut unnecessary government spending by nearly $3 billion. The owner of a Baltimore County restaurant has passed away from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. 85-year-old Costas Triantafilos and a woman were both found in a home on Old Carriage Road in Glen Arm. High levels of carbon monoxide detected Monday morning. Triantafilos died and the woman remains hospitalized. According to a preliminary report, it appears her car was left running in an attached garage, leading to that buildup of carbon monoxide. Triantafilos was the owner of Costas Inn on North Point Boulevard. A man found dead after an Anne Arundel County house fire apparently took his own life. Fire officials say crews were called to a home on North Shore Drive shortly before 3:30 Monday morning. They were able to put out the fire by around 4. The firefighters searched the home. They found a man dead inside, and an initial investigation indicated he intentionally set the fire and then shot himself. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Dutch Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the 3rd Annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
Pick 3 Lottery, 243, pick 40481. And now, at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, now the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel says, let me get in the act. We have an accident northbound at Potee Street. That's before you get to the K-Trust Bridge coming up to the toll plaza. One lane at least is blocked. It looks like in the haze from what we can see in the camera that the left side of the roadway is blocked. Tunnel throughway there, of course, only two lanes backed up to the spur at I-97. So that's a new problem on that side of the tunnel. Both the tunnels southbound still hurting from earlier problems way early this morning, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You know, and if you've been around long enough, you hear a lot of things. Now there's a report of a stabbing, and I see a vehicle stopped on the outer loop of the Beltway near the bridge at Putty Hill. Fire department is en route. Once they get there, more than likely they'll block the right lane coming over from Bel Air Road. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny. 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code RADIO for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Rain got in the way of the O's and Nats exhibition game in D.C. yesterday. The cancellation meaning the next time Baltimore takes the field will be Thursday in Toronto at 3 p.m. As opening day now just 2 days away, Zach Eflin will get the start for Baltimore. Here's how he got the news.
Are you ready, guys? One, two, three.
Blast off.
You're the opening day starter.
Thank you, girls. That's so sweet.
Eflin sitting in manager Brandon Hyde's office, iPad in his hands, receiving the news from his wife and three young, beautiful daughters. This will be Eflin's second career opening day start. Eflin's first opening day start came last season, also, ironically, against the Blue Jays. Maryland men's basketball spending the week in San Francisco as the team prepares for a mammoth showdown with number one seed Florida in the Sweet 16. Head coach Kevin Willard saying embracing this team is important because they won't be together again next year.
And, you know, I'm just happy for them. I mean, this is a moment that they'll remember for the rest of their lives. I'm still going to be coaching for hopefully 10 or 12 more years. But for these guys, you know, Jew's a senior, DQ's going to the pros, Rod's going to be around with me for a while, but it's a great.
But DQ, meaning Derek Queen, apparently will be one season and done. The Maryland women last night with the thriller, 111-108 the final, winner in double overtime against Alabama. Here's head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
Every player had an impactful moment for us, whether it was on the offensive and defensive end. And now we're excited to be representing both, you know, now us and men's basketball going to the Sweet 16.
In fact, it's the first time ever that both the men and women make the Sweet 16 in the same season. Ohio State head football coach Ryan Day announcing yesterday that he and the rest of his Ohio State Buckeyes will accept an invitation to the White House April 14th, 2 days after spring practice concludes. And finally, the once great Tiger Woods, before his life went off the rails at the Waffle House, confirmed on social media yesterday that he is now dating President Trump's former daughter-in-law. Woods posting pictures of he and Vanessa Trump with the caption, quote, "Love is in the air." Woods and Vanessa Trump seen at Torrey Pines in San Diego, which is Wood's hometown, along with Vanessa Trump's daughter, Kai. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a blockbuster tonight in Winnipeg.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Somewhat lost in the fact that Ovi is chasing Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record is the fact that the Caps are the best team in the NHL.
Yeah, they're the highest scoring team in the NHL.
The highest scoring team. They have the best road record. They are tied with Winnipeg, who they play tonight in Winnipeg, for the biggest goal differential this year. So, and it's an potentially an historic season. They're going for their most points ever in terms of team points at the end of the season.
I just don't want to see them win the President's Trophy because that's the kiss of death.
And then they go out in the first round in four games.
Exactly.
See Boston, Tampa.
Look, Caps have already clinched a playoff spot. The only thing right now is look, it's been a great season for Ovi. Tom Wilson, 30-goal scorer. Alexei Protas. I mean, they've really cranked it up this year. And they've the guy they got from Pittsburgh has run out of contributing as well. So I'm going to see him Sunday. So I doubt if I'm going to see a tie or a breaking of the record.
You probably won't.
He'd have to have two hat tricks in the next two games in order to at least have a chance. It's possible he could do multiple goal games, but we'll see.
Also, I would say the goalkeeper rotation between Thompson and Lindgren, probably the best in the NHL.
Yeah, they've really complemented each other. And and this was not really a shutdown defenseman that they just don't have yet. So we'll see what happens. You know, it could be a magical year.
Good one tonight.
Playoffs are tough in the Stanley Cup run. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I do think that the war on children continues to be waged against our children, especially in state-run, government-run schools.
Yep.
The Maryland Education Agency has doubled down on gender identity lessons and dismissed Trump's executive order on stop teaching about the gender fluidity and sex ed and things of that nature. We also have, in the state of Maryland, House Bill 161, which would do just that, gender fluidity, gender ID, as young as kindergarten, sex ed. Now, we did kill the condoms for kiddies bill, but House Bill 161 is still in committee. So, if you want to weigh in, 410-841-3661 is the phone number of Senator Brian Feldman and Senator Cheryl Kagan, the chair and vice chair of the Education Committee, which is now hearing or considering this bill. So it seems, again, I'd like to think it's going to die in committee, but let's be sure.
Yeah.
Let's kill this thing when we have the chance. And that's the number is 410-841-3661. Out in Colorado, Columbine, of course known for its mass shooting there in 1999, listen to this. Teachers at a school in Columbine, and this is in Jefferson County, have been caught. A mom found paperwork in her daughter's room revealing the teachers, counselors, and even the principal had developed a plan to help her daughter run away from home. This was a deliberate, calculated, and it was intentional. The school reportedly helped the student, a 17-year-old girl, lie on a federal form declaring she was homeless. Then it hid her from her parents. An investigator hired by the school confirmed the student was involved in an inappropriate relationship with her social studies teacher, Leanne Kearney. They say Kearney was grooming the girl, according to CBS. School mails obtained through the open records case show this was purposely done. Parents were purposely kept in the dark in order to put that. I'm just telling you right now, parents, you have got. Let's play this audio from this Fairfax mom. Her name is Kaylee Whitebrook. She's there at a Fairfax County School Board meeting with her young child, and she expressed her concerns as to what's happening in Fairfax County and really in counties all over the country.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Whitebrook. I'm a mom of two in Fairfax County. This is my oldest, and my husband and I have a difficult decision to make this fall as he is approaching preschool age, and we are faced with the decision of whether or not we are going to put our child in public school system where Fairfax County has decided to move forward with instituting gender studies in elementary school. despite having done a study group, a focus group in the community to see if parents even wanted this. And when parents said no, the board voted 16-0 and said we're moving forward anyways. This shows clearly that they see parents not as partners, but as an obstacle for their agenda. And I have a really hard time looking at him and going, here, I'm just going to give you over to people who do not want to partner with me in how you're going to be raised. School and education is a huge part of a child's life. Mm-hmm. And early childhood is supposed to be filled with exploration and creativity and fun, not debating issues that are for adults to handle. These kinds of topics should be introduced sensitively and by parents who are raising their children with their values, not with an ideology passed down from the top.
And I could have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So, but I think the one mistake that she's making is that they're not your partners. They never will be your partners.
No.
They're educators. And you hand them over to watch over your children while they're being educated, but they're not parenting. They're not teaching morals. They're not teaching your faith, your values. They're there to do the basic education. So I would not, and I love teachers. I got one of my own family. But they're not your parenting partners. Don't make that mistake.
No. And look, parentis, for many of those individuals, has become, instead of parents, instead of just while your kid's under our control. 743, Talk Radio 680 WCBA. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. I tell the number is 410-WCBM 680. Make that call right now, because first we have Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the Waffles.
Yes, and brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the wreck 895 northbound, still there, Potee Street, right before we get to the toll plaza. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
As you're going north on 895, left-hand lane block delays back to the spur at I-97. So the northbound side of 895 decided to get into the act. Both the tunnels southbound, we started at 6 this morning with a wreck on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. At one point, we had one lane in each tube southbound. That backed us up to the city county line, back to Rosedale, still all there. Everybody's moving, but we're all backed up. A lot of this overflow traffic is on the Beltway, crawling from Bel Air Road all the way to Towson. The inner loop is 795 through Green Spring to the JFX. The outer loop is 795 all the way down the hill towards Frederick Road. There was a new wreck in the construction area, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County at one point. That was in the left-hand lane, and there's still some slowing on the northbound side. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Finally got it done. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3.
You show off.
You son of a bitch. Damn throat. Go ahead. Take it, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Bruce?
Yeah, well.
Bruce, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Look, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bruce?
Yeah.
Weather Channel forecast, sunshine this morning, partly cloudy later on, dry in 63 right now.
You know his name, don't you, Sean?
Partly cloudy, 44, and in
Bruce.
Pasadena, and also 44 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll win 1 hour with Waffles. No, you'll win a...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that sounds like a better prize.
You'll win WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Jim in Forest Hill, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're doing fine, thank you. You like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are three stories. If you're really upset about the price of eggs, you should head to Florida, where the owner of Down Goes Iguana has been removing the pests but harvesting their eggs. The man says the eggs are cheaper and taste pretty much the same as a chicken egg. Iguana eggs may become the new trend, at least in Florida.
He said, I want to make an omelet.
Story number two. The NCAA was funding nearly $400,000 grant to educate queer, trans, and BIPOC athletes at colleges all across the country. The NCAA says no federal funding was used. This is coming from members' dues to the NCAA, and it's something that was reported on recently by the Lincoln, Nebraska local newspaper. And story three, Colorado Republican state representative was forced to cover a shall-not-be-infringed Second Amendment sticker on his laptop during a House session last Friday during a gun control debate. The person lording over the session said that the sticker was found to be offensive. Shall not be infringed. That, folks, is in our Second Amendment in the Constitution. All right, story one, iguana eggs. All the rage now in Florida. Story two, NCAA was spending $400,000 to educate queer, trans, and BIPOC athletes. Or story three, Colorado rep had to cover his sticker. Shall not be infringed. Was deemed too offensive.
Cover your sticker, Bruce.
Kristen, we'll start with you.
I wanted to see what Chuck said on the Florida story. But I could see them all being true, and Colorado's pretty wacky, so I could see that especially. I'm going to go with number one. I would think PETA or somebody would have a problem with the iguana egg, so I'll say one.
Okay, Kristen goes for one. Chuck?
Yeah, one.
Okay.
Chuck also goes for one. Bruce?
Being a lifetime supporter of the ILA, the Iguana Liberation Army, I think this is fake news.
Bruce goes for story number one as well. Jim?
I'm going to say two.
Jim goes for two. All right. Story number three gets no votes. That's because it is true. We got a lot of wacky weed types out in Colorado, the Stoner State. My birthplace, by the way, was in Denver. I'm almost ashamed to say that now. But it's a sanctuary city as well. That's a true story. Story number two.
Think you were born there?
No.
That's a true story?
That is also a true story.
Wow.
Along with the rep having to cover his sticker. Just like Waffles has to do. That's a wide sticker.
Welcome to Yountville.
Yeah. NCAA funding a grants to educate queer, trans, and BIPOC collegiate athletes. That's our fake news story. Jim, are a winner.
I'm the big winner?
Yeah, you're a winner.
The rest of us bombed out.
Not the eggs.
$100?
Yeah.
No.
$100?
Yeah.
Chuck might wish to pitch that in.
$100.
Yeah.
There's some bargaining happening.
Yeah.
You trying to extort me, or what are you
There's
doing?
There's no on-air negotiations. They all occur in private, usually with Chuck Whitaker as my representative, Jim.
Okay.
All right, well, Butch and Holt said to get your prize.
Send him a check.
Well, send you a complimentary dozen of iguana eggs, Jim. How's that? Throw that in as well.
All right. It's on you, Chuck.
Thanks. My pals.
Nothing like a lizard omelet first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so what do those eggs look like?
I have not seen a picture of them yet, but it's...
They can't be that big. I think iguanas are not that big.
I think they're egg-shaped.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think they're square-shaped eggs.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Sort of like Bruce's head.
takes the iguana a long time to lay that one.
My head's more round.
That's what she said.
He's starting to get it back now, folks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling better.
After a week and a half of battling whatever the fungus
after
is.
Three weeks
as of today.
3 weeks?
Three weeks with this damn thing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's longer than your third marriage, man.
All right, Bruce. Check your front door when you
Bruce
go
Bruce is
home.
In a glass house. Be careful.
Yes, exactly.
Your front door may be wired when you get home. You never know.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
752 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. One of the members of the Baltimore School Board got scolded because she had the temerity to have a wrong thought. We'll talk with her coming up right after the 8 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Pam Bondi, Jasmine Crockett, a little dust up. And, of course, we had a parade out in Modesto, California that I think you want to hear all about. That's also coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:53 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Curtis Creek Drawbridge is getting ready to go back up again. They're holding traffic now at Quarantine Road and also at Ordnance Road. So that's going to be at least 10 minutes for that section of the Beltway. They just now began to shut it down as you're moving near Quarantine Road. The inner loop at Ordnance Road or the outer loop at Ordnance Road is already stopped. Still working on the wreck, 895. You're still slow coming north from an accident before the Steel Bridge northbound was blocking the left-hand lane. And, of course, both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems this morning. Very slow drive coming south on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a partly cloudy day today and then dry at least, 63. Scattered showers maybe overnight into tomorrow morning, and then it'll be clear, sunny, and 58. Right now, 42 and cloudy in Bel Air, and it is 43 and cloudy in Reisterstown. Let's see, a call. Ed's on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, guys. Do you remember when Harry Reid changed the rules to the Senate to allow judges, I think, with 51 votes?
Yes.
If I was John Thune, I would go in the well of the Senate and say, from this day forward, we're going to work 6 days a week, and for every district court, circuit court, judgeship that's open, we're going to ramrod them through, because they're going to rule the day, as the turtle said, that they made this decision. Because now when you have a Democrat president, what you're going to have is you're going to have Republican district court, circuit court judges do the same thing to the Democrat president.
Yeah, I think it's only 35 vacancies right now, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the problem. There are 35 vacancies, and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, right before the election, filled up like 235 vacancies. So you have to wait until the seat becomes vacant. But the hope is, of course, they can become vacant during the Trump administration. Actually, the real hope is that they follow the damn Constitution, because they're not doing that right now.
Well, I think Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, had a great thing, too, where he was going to say that the courts were created by Congress, and they were going to go ahead and try to eliminate for these district court judges.
Yeah, and that they could do that, just like Jefferson did in 1802 with the Court Reform Act. They could do it. So I don't know what they're waiting for. The ICE has at least got the Rogue Judges, Rogue Rulings Act and the Judges Act of 2025. And apparently Speaker Johnson has signed on to those, so we'll see if we can get those passed and in both the House and the Senate. That might be a measure of relief.
Well, Sean, real quick, if we're at war with these guys on the border, why couldn't we do what George Bush did? Arrest them, move them to Guantanamo Bay, and have military tribunals.
As I understand it, the argument is on the enemy combatant. It has to be, they have to be captured on a foreign field, a foreign soil, and not U.S. soil, because even the terrorists, now some of them, once you get them, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was not captured on U.S. soil. He could automatically go to Gitmo, and did. But some of them were tried in U.S. courts. Remember, that was a big debate during the post-9/11 act as to terrorists who were caught in the U.S. Where'd they go?
Yeah, if you snatched them up, that would give John Roberts something to do.
But But here's the thing.
Make it go to
the Alien and Enemies Sedition Act, whatever it's called, of 1798.
The Alien Deportation Act.
Right. Then they, I think the language pretty much gives the president the power to do this, the authority to do this. If you don't like that bill, which has pretty much gone untouched for hundreds of years.
Change it.
Change it. Or get rid of it. But that's right now it's on the books, and I think it'll be interesting to see how this thing snakes its way up to the other court. Ed, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Mike in Nottingham.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. Sean, in the first hour, you said something I wanted to clarify. I'm a retired state employee, and I've been receiving my pension check for a little over 10 years. Did you say the governor is going to confiscate our pension checks?
No, I did not say that, but they are going to eliminate additional pension and retiree payments. So whatever that means, I got to get into the actual bill itself. This was from a statement that was put out by the Maryland Freedom Caucus. So I'd have to get into the bill itself and look at that language. But that's according to them. They're saying that this proposed budget measure would eliminate additional pension and retiree payments. So I don't know whether that means cost of living adjustments or whether that means funding it at any to any level if it's in danger of being going under. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll get the answer to that because I know that does concern a lot of state retirees and pensioners.
Do you think my pension is safe?
I think it's safe. I just don't know. If you're going to get a lot of cost of living, do you get cost of living increases now?
Yes, every year we get a cost.
Okay.
Of living.
Okay, so well, I'll look into that. I promise we'll get you the answer, but that might be where they're going to put a pause on that or scale that back, or we'll get the answer, Mike. All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Appreciate it. Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. If your roof is holding up and you're happy with it, that's cool. If you're not sure about it, I got something that you have to know. If it's trying to tell you something, you know, maybe a little leak here and there. You know what I'm talking about. Water spots on the ceilings, leaks around the chimney or skylight, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains and you don't know where the water is coming from. A third generation family is called Walls Roofing, are the people that I use for my roof. I use them for the crown molding, not the crown molding, the ridge vent on top. I use them around my chimney, use them for brand new gutters. They're family owned. They've been family run for a long time, third generation. They've been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top quality work on residential and commercial roofs, steep or flat, metal gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing if your roof is showing signs of wear. So don't wait until the next big storm hits and turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Walls Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's Walls Roofing, 410-655-3700.
All right, coming up next, Maggie Domonoski, the Baltimore County School Board member, reprimanded by her colleagues. It's 8 o'clock, WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason. Defense Secretary Hegseth disputes a claim made by the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. Jeffrey Goldberg claims the Trump administration accidentally texted him detailed plans for the attack on the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Hegseth says no way.
Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
Right,
thank you.
Hegseth describing Goldberg as, quoting here, a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist. As for the drive to wipe out the Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, Hegseth says it's about time.
I would love to comment on the Houthi campaign because of the skill and courage of our troops. I've monitored it very closely from the beginning. And you see, we've been managing 4 years of deferred maintenance under the Trump administration. Our troops, our sailors were getting shot at as targets. Our ships couldn't sail through. And when they did shoot back, it was purely defensively or at shacks in Yemen.
Goldberg's allegations are raising some concerns on Capitol Hill.
GOP Congressman Mike Lawler of New York called for safeguards to be implemented to ensure the leaking of war plans doesn't happen again after a journalist was included in a Signal group chat discussing them. Lawler said Monday in a post on the social media platform X, quote, classified information should not be transmitted on unsecured channels and certainly not to those without security clearances, including reporters, period. National Security Council spokesman Brian Hughes confirmed the messages in the chat to be authentic adding that the success of the attack upon the Houthis shows that there were no threats to U.S. troops or national security. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Trump efforts to weed out government waste, fraud, and abuse continue to face resistance in the courts. Now, a U.S. district judge is temporarily blocking DOGE from accessing private data at the Education Department, Treasury, and the Office of Personnel Management. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 49 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Important Medicare news. DOGE chief Elon Musk says all government spending is up for review, and the House plans to cut $800 million in health care costs. These cuts could hit Medicare and Medicaid. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, revealing the real Medicare crisis. Over 65 million people depend on Medicare, and Rob Finnerty says hardworking Americans that paid for it should get their full Medicare coverage. This week in his series, Medicare in Crisis, Rob Finnerty looks at Medicare and why it faces bankruptcy. Big changes are ahead for Medicare. You need to watch Rob Finnerty tonight. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone now. Millions are switching to Newsmax because we're fighting for you.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Curtis Creek Drawbridge just went back down. Last couple of minutes, it was up from about 7:55, so about 10 minutes. And in that area, traffic still a bit slow, especially going over towards Quarantine Road. So heads up for that. Give me one second. There's a new wreck in the median, southbound 83 at Pedonia Road. The vehicles are off to the side, but everybody's looking at it. So if you're coming down from Warren Road, that's the reason for the backup. After that, you're running okay down to the Beltway. The Beltway is just crawling most areas. 795 to Frederick Road, inner loop through Pikesville. The outer loop is right, or make that Bel Air Road all the way around into Towson. Still hurting from earlier problems, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and there's still working on the wreck. 895 northbound at Potee Street, still blocking the left-hand lane. Heads up in Reisterstown. There's a report of some wires down at the 140 on Reisterstown Road at Berryman's Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny. 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air 45 degrees. Essex currently has 49. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Two people being treated at shock trauma following a Sunday crash in Wicomico County. Maryland State Police say the two-vehicle accident happened on westbound Route 50 at Old Railroad in Hebron. Investigators say a motorist traveling westbound, he crashed into a SUV. Motorcyclist and his passenger were both found at shock trauma. Driver of the SUV taken to a local hospital. No update on the victim's conditions. The crash remains under investigation. A group of students over at Salisbury are calling for a change in the school's pepper spray policy. Under the university's current rules, pepper spray is classified as a dangerous weapon and is not permitted on campus. Some students say, hey, it provides an extra layer of security and should be allowed. Coalition that includes the NAACP, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council 3, and the National Education Association suing the Trump administration over the dismantling of the Department of Education. Lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for Maryland is asking a judge to stop the administration's plan. And a former Baltimore County priest facing child sex abuse charges. Baltimore police say the detectives with the Crimes Against Children Unit began investigating Father Bill Mannion on October 2023. The alleged abuse took place from around 1991 through 1994, the 600 block of St. Agnes Lane in Catonsville. 8:06, louder numbers, pick three was 243, your pick four is 0481, and next you have Stein on Sports.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. Assassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsmen's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, these are certainly some heady times for Maryland basketball fans. It took a 17-point comeback in two overtimes yesterday, but by the time the final buzzer sounded, the four-seeded Maryland women punched its ticket to the Sweet 16 with a 111-108 win over number 5-seed Alabama at the Xfinity Center in College Park. Head coach Brenda Freeze after the game.
I thought we came out with a great mindset. We punched first, and then, you know, Alabama, you know, responded with the character that they have. You know, really no team deserved to lose this game tonight.
The Terps will now make its 12th Sweet 16 appearance under Freeze against number 1-seed South Carolina on Friday. Meanwhile, an interesting comment from men's head coach Kevin Willard after the Terps buzzer beater win over Colorado State on Sunday night. Maryland trailing by 7 at the half, by 12 in the second half. Willard was asked how he handled that with his team.
Yeah, I've learned this team, like, they don't react well to me being negative or me being you know, angry. Not that I get angry anymore, but I just reminded everybody that as bad as we played offensively, we were only down 7.
And finally, a follow-up to a story we reported last week. Former University of Michigan and Baltimore Ravens assistant coach Matt Weiss pled not guilty in federal court yesterday on 24 counts of unauthorized access to computers and aggravated identity theft. Prosecutors allege that Weiss ran a vast multi-year effort to access the personal accounts of thousands of NCAA student athletes, generally targeting specific female athletes to access personal and intimate photographs and videos. The 42-year-old is a married father of three, facing dozens of years in prison and millions in fines. Coming up in 30 minutes, Auburn head basketball coach Bruce Pearl speaks his mind. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. A couple of weeks ago, a Baltimore County school board member was reprimanded by her colleagues and accused of being disrespectful and uncivil and aggressive towards the Baltimore County school superintendent, Dr. Miriam Rogers. Maggie Domanowski was asking a question about the school superintendent and the budget. And I thought, and now since we've had lawmakers get involved, they're asking for that censure be removed. I thought we'd reach out to Maggie, get her on the air so she could tell her story. Maggie, good morning. Thanks
morning,
for joining
Maggie.
Us.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. First, I just want to say that I'm speaking here for myself as an individual and not representing the board.
Again, understood. So, tell us your side of the story. What question did you ask that apparently they found so disrespectful? Air quotes here.
I was asking about a line item in the budget that could only be found in the information section on college and career readiness, and I was asking because if you compared it to the line budget item in 2025. it looked like a 50% cut. It was like one. It was 2.5 in 2025 and 1.25 in 2026. So I was concerned because that line, that Career and College Readiness funds or support programs like AVID, which are very popular.
So at that point, Dr. Rogers had apparently asked you to clarify what page of the budget you were referring to, and you're quoted as saying, quote, it's in your budget. You cut it by 50% this year, end of quote. And they're saying that your tone was disrespectful. Was it your intention, or do you believe you were being disrespectful?
No, not at all. And it's funny, I was just listening to last night's floor session when Delegate Lilly from Montgomery County's District 15 delivered a Women's History Moment, and she said, it just really hit home what she said. As a woman, we are either too aggressive or not aggressive enough, too young or too old. She also said that as a young professional, she was told she spoke out of turn when she questioned the board that she was serving on. Now, I'm not trying to say that I and this delegate are the same. I'm not Asian, but I am a woman with conservative values who serves on a board that is calling me out for asking questions. A lot is being said about my tone and demeanor that I disrespectfully cut off the superintendent, but that's not what is happening here. I am being publicly called out because I want to know how our tax dollars are being spent and to improve how they're being spent to improve the outcomes of our students. And as board members or even as taxpayers of Baltimore, shouldn't we be able to ask those questions and to know how every dollar of a $3 billion budget is being spent?
Yes, a massive budget at $3 billion. And let's assume for just a moment that your tone was aggressive. Will you think, from your judgment, do you think you would have been called out in the same fashion had your name not been Maggie, but instead it was Mark?
That's a very good question, and, you know, I just have to go back to, 2021 when there were several board members, you know, male maybe, who were cursing during the open session or used curse words toward other board members. And I believe there was even an instance where pornography could be heard in the background of a full board meeting, and I never saw any censures or even reprimands for any of those board members. So, I mean, yeah. Come up with your own conclusions there.
All right, Maggie, hang with us here. We got some more questions for you. Maggie Domanoski, Baltimore County School Board member who was reprimanded with censure just a couple of weeks ago. And what happens next?
It's 8:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Blueberry Syrup Waffles Johnson.
The northbound side of 895, that wreck at Potee Street, coming up to the toll plaza. That's been cleared now, so that backup is easing. If you're going north on 895 above Pulaski Highway, I think this was a vehicle fire northbound near the ramp at Moravia Road. So we're getting by in the left-hand lane. The backups still remain from all the early morning problems this morning, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and both those delays are still back through the city-county line. Keep in mind, there was a wreck in the median, 83 southbound at Pedonia Road. Wires reported down about 15, 20 minutes ago, Reisterstown Road at Berryman's Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny today and partly cloudy a little bit later on this afternoon. It'll stay dry with a high of about 63. And right now as we head out to work or school, it is partly cloudy in Baltimore, 45, 46 in Edgewater. On our newsmaker hotline, Baltimore County School Board member Maggie Domanoski, who was reprimanded by a 7-4 vote for being disrespectful. Now, I understand that you have apologized to Dr. Rogers.
Yes, I have on a number of occasions, publicly and privately. I apologize for the way my tone made her feel. I said that clearly was not my intent to make you uncomfortable. I'm trying to understand what's in this budget and how we're spending money to, you know, improve outcomes for our students.
Was the apology accepted?
She said thank you.
Well, then why is this still an issue? I mean, it seems somebody is kind of dwelling on this as an issue, even though an apology has been offered and accepted. At that point, it seems to me they should say pretty much, let's walk away from this. We don't need a censure. It's been addressed.
That's what I was thinking should happen. But apparently, I mean, since, you know, the July meeting, when July 9th meeting, when the budget committee was dissolved, there's been kind of a almost it feels like I've been bullied since then, to be quiet, not to ask too many questions, that I need to trust everything that our staff is doing, our superintendent is doing. And it's not that I don't trust what she's doing, but as a board member, isn't it our responsibility to understand fully and to ask questions when we don't understand and to get the clarification so that we can answer those questions from our constituents and let them know that we are doing all the right things. This budget is 100%, going to affect our student outcomes. It's all about, the students and the teachers and their support. That's all I was trying to do.
Well, what's interesting to me, Maggie, is that Abby Baton, who's the former head of the County Teachers Union, she said she watched the meeting, and she said that she saw you asking legitimate questions and responses which are helpful to the public. And she said that the first time she's seen a board censure as a member after 8 years of heading up TABCO, and the first time she would like to, encourage a healthy discourse, but she didn't think this warranted censure. Are you do you have any recourse? Can the board revoke that reprimand?
The board could if they chose to, as early as tonight's meeting. It starts at 6:30. But since 2020, our school budget was $1.9 billion, and now it's $2.9 billion. That's a 30% increase in just 5 years. Yet our students in grades 3 through 8 they're not even 50% proficient, above 50% proficiency in English language or math. In fact, our 8th grade math students are only 1.8% proficient.
Wow.
We need to make sure that all this money we're spending is actually affecting student outcomes. And there's a reason why censures are rare. It's supposed to be, the highest discipline you can give without actually disciplining. In effect, it's like a public shaming, it feels like. And I don't feel that there was nothing in what I was asking in my tone or direction that was deserving of a censure. And I truly appreciate the hundreds of emails that have come in my support to have this revoked, rescinded. If the board chooses not to take that action, I will be taking it to the state for an appeal.
Maggie, if I might, during your comments, you apparently were interrupted a number of times by the co-chair, who was interjecting that your time was up. Maybe an attempt to protect Ms. Rogers. Did you sense that?
I don't know why I was being interrupted. I seem to be interrupted the most often. I'm the most often interrupted board member during meetings. I ask a lot of questions, and I'm also being part of the reason I'm being censured because I was interrupting Dr. Rogers, which I didn't see. I was trying to. She had asked me the page numbers where it was. I was trying to give her the information that I had in front of me. I didn't have the page numbers in front of me, but I had the exact numbers and why I was asking the question. It looked that way. I don't know what their motive was. I just don't like the way it looks. It's not a good look for our board members to be censuring other board members for asking questions.
Yeah, well, that is
right
to the point.
How polite.
Yeah, exactly. It's been reported, I didn't want to get your comments on this, that one of the board members said that a student in the at the hearing during your remarks went to them and complained. Are you aware of any student complaints regarding your remarks?
There was one anonymous email sent by a student to the student board member that was forwarded to the full board, I guess like a week after that, in the week after that January 28th meeting. But no formal, I was never interrupted during that meeting and told that I was being inappropriate or to tone it down or anything. No one came to me. Dr. Rogers didn't come to me and say, that was really out of line, inappropriate. Nothing was said to me until a certified letter was sent to me February 11th with all these allegations of, tone and demeanor, disrespectful content, the two emails that were sent, one by the anonymous school student and one by a retired teacher, I believe.
All right, very good. So how can our listeners help? Can they show support for you at the board tonight, or is there an email that they can send? How can they help you?
They can send an email to the board email address, which is boe.bcps.org. There's also a petition going around by the Baltimore County Parents and Students Coalition. It's a petition that you can sign. It goes out to all the board members. If you think that I should just the censure should be rescinded. The meeting tonight in open session starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Greenwood Board of Education building. So I would appreciate all the support. It's just, it's been interesting, I should say.
Yeah. Maggie, good luck tonight and in the future. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Maggie.
That's Maggie Domodosky, Baltimore County School Board member. It's 8:21. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
So looking forward to that, man. Yes, so good. 823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
So finally, the inner loop, a little bit better now, going east from Park Heights Avenue to the JFX. The Parkville side of the Beltway still jammed up well before Bel Air Road over towards Towson. The west side is still 795 working its way south. Give me a second. Both the tunnels, sorry, I was faster than I thought.
Yeah, I know.
Both the tunnels are still hurting. Remember, we had all these problems this morning. 6 o'clock, south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's now almost 8:30, and we're still backed up, still moving all that traffic south, 35 to 40-minute delay south. Now, everybody's going into both the tunnels, and the pace is better, but it's not clearing out anytime soon. Minor wreck was in the median, 83 south at Pedonia Road. The cleanup was still there. We did clear the wreck northbound 895 coming up to the toll plaza. That's gone. They're working on a vehicle fire, still blocking the right side, 895 northbound at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is shaping up like this. It's going to be partly cloudy to start today and throughout most of the day, but it'll stay dry and a high about 63. We get a chance of some overnight showers a little bit later on this evening and into Wednesday morning. Then it should be clear and sunny and 58 for the high tomorrow. Right now, we're 45 and sunny in Glen Burnie, 46 in Parkville, and interesting ruling out of New York. A New York court's decision to block illegal aliens from voting could be precedent-setting, especially here in Maryland, as Maryland seeks to expand voting rights for non-citizens. Recently, New York's highest court shot down a New York City law allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. The court's decision draws on the state's constitution, it's firm on restricting voting to citizens only. Now, although no state allows non-citizens to participate in state or federal elections, the state of Maryland has joined D.C., California, and Vermont, where there's a heavy threat of socialism, where they are granted at the local level. In November of last year, PG County became the 16th Maryland municipality to allow non-citizen voting in the state. So you have right now a number of areas that do that. There's Barnesville, Brentwood, Chevrolet, Chevy Chase, Colmar Manor, Edmundston, Frederick, Garrett Park, Glen Echo, Greenbelt, Hyattsville, Martin's Additions, Mount Rainier, Riverdale Park, Somerset, and Tacoma Park. A lot of those are in Montgomery and Prince George's County. So basically, when I look at this, this is pretty much tantamount to what Joe Biden did by opening up the borders and allowing illegal aliens to flood this country in record numbers. So, as much as 20 million, it could be. Or more.
Yeah.
And that is done with the distinct hope, in my estimation, of one day making all of those individuals citizens and having all of them vote and hopefully vote for Democrats.
Well, of course, it happens faster than that because the census, the way it's currently set up, they don't count citizens. They count warm bodies. And so you're going to change the shape of a number of congressional districts because those particular districts will have lots and lots of illegals in them. And that mean more voting power for those districts, even if, look, let's say this arbitrarily, take it to the extreme. Let's say if 5 million illegals in one congressional district, guess what? That congressional district is going to be representing those individuals, even if you have 15 people who are actually citizens of this country and 5 million illegals. Well, the illegals' voice is going to take precedent over any of the citizens of this country. And a whole Congress will be reshaped because of this massive group of individuals who are in this country outside the law.
That's one leg of the stool. The other leg would be trying to replenish a depleted Social Security trust fund, which is due to reduce its benefits, what, I think in 2035? I think in 10 years from now. So you're looking at, they know they've done wrong on the Social Security model here, and they need to desperately replenish that because otherwise, you know, the seniors vote. And seniors, especially the baby boom generation now, is reaching retirement age, and they're going to vote in great numbers. And the other part of that is when you get right down to it, in this particular case, so they need to save Social Security, but at the same time, you know, a lot of these Democrats, I mean, you look at these states are losing populations. The blue states like California, New York, Illinois, even some of the northern states.
Maryland. We're number 7 on the list, Sean.
We are losing population. They're going to red states.
Yes.
And they need to replenish those numbers in their blue states because of their tax revenue. They're losing their revenue base.
Yeah, and so, of course, the blue state governors and legislatures, like here in Maryland, their response to losing citizens is to raise the taxes on those who remain, which will encourage those people to leave as well.
Yeah. It's a never-ending spiral. All right, coming up, your questions, calls, and comments, the latest on sanctuary city mayors and the safe havens that they have created and what Tom Holman, the Borders Czar, is doing about it. It's 8:30. Time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. A former Bolivar County priest facing child sex abuse charges. Police say the Texas with the Crimes Against Children Unit began investigating William Father Bill Mannion October 2023. The alleged abuse occurred from around 1991 through 1994, the 600 block of St. Agnes Lane in Catonsville. Mannion was arrested Monday, is charged now with second-degree child abuse and multiple sex offenses. Detectives believe there may be more victims of his abuse and urge them to come forward as well. Maryland's lone Republican, Andy Harris, in Congress is scheduled to hold a telephone town hall meeting this evening. A wide range of issues will be talked about. Agriculture, the economy, education, the environment, immigration, defense, and foreign affairs. Harris is a staunch supporter, of course, of President Trump and has been vocal about his support for the administration's efforts to cut unnecessary government spending by nearly $3 billion. Owner of a Baltimore County restaurant has died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. 85-year-old Costas Triantafilos and a woman were found in a home on Old Carriage Road in Glen Arm. High levels of CO2 were detained on Monday. Triantafilos died. The woman remains hospitalized. Apparently, a car was left running with an attached garage that built up the carbon monoxide. Triantafilos was the owner of Costas Inn on North Point Boulevard. The man found dead after an Anne Arundel County house fire apparently took his own life. Fire officials say crews were called to a home on North Shore Drive shortly before 3:30 Monday morning, able to put out the fire before 4 a.m. Firefighters searched the home. They found the man dead. An initial investigation indicates he intentionally set the fire and then shot himself. And two people being treated in shock trauma following a Sunday crash in Wicomico County. Maryland State Police say the two-vehicle accident happened westbound Route 50, Old Railroad in Hebron. A motorcyclist traveling westbound crashed into an SUV going eastbound. The cyclist and his passenger flown to shock trauma. The SUV residents were taken to a local hospital. 8:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsmen's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
Pick 3 Lottery 243. Pick 4, 0481. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the backups are still there going into both the harbor tunnels. We started way early this morning with problems at 6 o'clock at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All this traffic is still backed up coming down from the city-county line. Fort McHenry Tunnel, 95 south, 895, still backed up as you're coming south. Northbound 895 at Moravia Road, the remains of a vehicle fire there, still blocking the right lane. Not much of an impact there. Late incident, police on the shoulder, outer loop at the bridge at Putty Hill. Backups go back to the ramps at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No concerns about any wet weather today, though we will get more clouds as the day goes on. 63 the high. And a few showers are possible overnight. A brief shower tomorrow morning. The rest of the day, sunny. 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Rain canceled Orioles and Nats yesterday in D.C., so the team packs up. Heads north of the border for Thursday's opening day in Toronto. Bird still solidifying its opening day roster, optioning veteran starter Kyle Gibson to minor league camp yesterday. Catchers Maverick Hanley, infielders Vimiel Machin, Emmanuel Rivera, and Luis Vasquez were reassigned to minor league camp. With that, unless Jorge Mateo proves he's good to go for opening day over the next 2 days, it looks like Levon Soto now will replace injured shortstop Gunnar Henderson on the opening day roster. Also, in case you missed it yesterday, Felix Bautista will be on the roster. Grayson Rodriguez, of course, will not be on the roster. For the first time in program history, both Maryland men's and women's basketball teams have made the NCAA Sweet 16 in the same season. The men, of course, with the Sunday night buzzer beater, Baltimore's own Derek Queen hitting a banker. The women with drama of their own last night, coming back from a
17-point deficit to beat Alabama in double overtime, 111-108 the final. Head coach Brenda Freeze.
I thought every player had an impactful moment for us, whether it was on the offensive and defensive end, and now we're excited to be representing both, you know, now us and men's basketball going to the Sweet 16.
How about Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl, the courage that he displayed at the mic Sunday night after his Auburn Tigers secured a spot in the Sweet 16 of their own, opening his postgame press conference with this.
But for me, I believe it was God's plan to give us this success beyond what we deserve, to give us this platform, to give me an opportunity to just start this press conference really briefly and remind the world that Eden Alexander is still held hostage in Gaza right now.
Pearl is Jewish, took his team to Israel in 2022. Local basketball, sad news to report. Carlton Big Bub Carrington has passed away. The Baltimore basketball legend mentored and championed dozens of young Baltimore basketball players as an AAU coach and the leader of the Mount Royal Rec Center on the city's west side. The elder Carrington was the father of Lil Bub Carrington, who was the first-round draft choice of the Wizards this past June. Carlton Big Bub Carrington was 53 years old. The time now is 8:37 when we return what opening day will mean for Tyler O'Neill.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. And secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is a cool story. The Orioles acquired Tyler O'Neill in the offseason. A free agent was with the Red Sox last year. 3 years, $50 million. He's from Canada. He's been in the majors now 8 years. This will be the first time that he will play opening day in his native country. In, of course, the Orioles will be playing Toronto.
Right.
His family will be there. They celebrate annually with donuts from Tim Hortons, which is a famous donut chain in Canada. They have them in America, too.
Right.
A lot of them in Buffalo. But also another thing.
They sell the coffee in the supermarkets here.
They absolutely do.
I've never had a Buffalo donut.
Oh, it's delicious, especially the spicy ones. It's awesome. Yeah. But the other thing about Tyler O'Neill is that he holds the Major League record for most consecutive opening days with a home run.
Is that right?
Five consecutive opening days with a couple of different teams. And so now he'll have a chance to extend that record on Thursday in his home country with his family there.
Wow.
Against the Blue Jays.
Has he done it the last 5 years?
He's done it the last five years. Wow. So it's an ongoing record.
Now you just jinxed him.
Yeah,
it's the broadcaster.
Way to
jinx.
Go, Gary.
The jinxer.
Jeez. You know, whenever
now,
I call
if
a basketball
Tyler does not win a, you know, hit a home run.
Yeah.
Then we know.
Whenever I call a basketball game and the guy goes to the free throw line and he's 10 for 10 or whatever, and I'm like, well, he's 10 for 10. Boom, clang. Every single time.
Have you seen Running Point yet on Netflix?
Is that an Indian chief? Running Point?
No, that is. That's like
it's pretty good, right?
That's like the basketball version of Ted Lasso.
No!
With Kate Hudson.
Serious? On Netflix?
It's pretty funny.
Good, yeah.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Running Point. Okay,
Running Point.
It's a series.
It's a series. It's kind of loosely based on the Lakers, but they call them the Los Angeles Waves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty crazy.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
Basic, without giving anything away, it's a family-owned team.
Mm.
And somehow the woman who becomes the lead, she's given control of the team after a series of rather unfortunate events we won't describe because it's the storyline, and it follows her as the new general manager of the team.
So and that's Kate Hudson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
I'm going to check it out. Running Point.
Running Point. All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39. Yep. 21 minutes now before the hour. Paul in Westminster. Good morning.
Good morning. Going back to the non-citizen voting counties, can a non-citizen be elected then? That's the question.
Yeah, I would think for a local, that's a great question, to tell you the truth, because we do know that non-citizens have been elected at other offices before. In fact, we know that non-citizens have been accepted and gone on to become illegals, have become doctors and lawyers and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Even, I think, out in on the West Coast, there is, I think, one of the superintendents of police
is an illegal alien.
So
they kind of be able.
I don't think it should be allowed, but you know that's if we're using E-Verify to make sure that other people aren't getting jobs, then why are these people being allowed to?
That's worth fixing. That's worth some attention, isn't it?
Yeah. Very good, Paul. Great question. Great point. Thanks for the call.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM in Boston. You're talking about illegals. Michelle Wu, who is the mayor of Boston, says, you know what? If you're an illegal in this country, well, gosh darn it, you can come here because we loves you.
Every person, every human being has the legal right to come to the United States and seek asylum or shelter.
Every human being has the legal right to do this. I'm not quite sure if she has a law degree or not. If she does have a law degree, she should ask for her money back, because that is not the case under the law. Jacob Fry, he's the mayor of Minneapolis. He says that Michelle Wu, she's on to something.
And I want all of you just to know exactly where we are as far as our neighbors go. Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants. For our trans community, regardless of who you are or where you come from, Minneapolis is a place where you should be proud to call home.
I'm not quite sure the same case applies in St. Paul, but that's at least the case in Minneapolis. Of course, what happened after Michelle Wu made her statement is Tom Holman said, hey, that's great, we'll be right there. And he promptly went there and arrested almost 400 illegals. So those of you in Minneapolis who have friends or family there, might let them know that Tom is on the way.
Are these people that were recently arrested?
Some were, some weren't. Some have been in custody for a little bit, and some on that plane were Title VIII removals, which means they were ordered removed by an immigration judge, and some other were removed to the Alien Enemies Act.
Yeah. Some were illegal, some were not. We are sure of who we're arresting, and we're sure of where we are under the law, that we do have the right to do this. And he says, I'm not going for a popularity contest.
Many gamers don't have a criminal history. So we have a count of social media. We have a count of surveillance techniques. We have a count on sworn statements from other gang members. We have a count on, you know, wiretaps and Title IIIs. Everything involved with the, criminal investigations come into play. So just because someone hasn't been arrested and charged with a crime yet, doesn't mean they're a member of a gang.
Yeah. However, we know that they're, you know, members of TDA. We know they're members of MS-13. When asked, Holman was able to specify how many members of TDA and how many members of MS-13 were on the flight down to Venezuela. They know who they arrested.
Oh, yeah.
They know.
He just bagged 370 of them in the Boston area.
Yep.
The vast majority of them, significant criminals.
And it's interesting to note, they bagged them without using paper or plastic.
That's right.
It's amazing. 843, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's a slightly confused Waffles Johnson.
Speaking of being bagged.
Slightly.
Nice. Nice, Casey. Very nice.
He starts his day in the state of confusion.
And then, that's true.
And then emerges into a state of denial shortly thereafter.
I was in denial once. Yeah. And I went to Cairo from there.
It's a river.
Yes. You made an ass out of yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I started a pyramid scheme.
All righty then.
Bruce, you started it.
You aliens, you.
Thank you. Southbound I-97 finally had a chance to come to Annapolis after all this other mess this morning, and you're looking at your normal delay right here at Route 32. It goes down to the bridge at 178. Everybody else is good. The Sandy Point area, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. Beltway, still hurting. Parkville side, there was a police incident there on the outer loop at Putty Hill. Inner loop at Greenspring, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX is good. Ruxton Road south. It looks like the wreck on 83 south at Pedonia Road is cleared. The fire department activity northbound 895 at Moravia Road has also wrapped up. Both the tunnels still slow. Everybody's moving, but we're still backed up very slow coming in to the Fort Mac and also on 895 south from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says that we start off partly cloudy this morning, and then by the afternoon we should be okay. Dry condition, 63. Scattered showers moving into the area, possible overnight into tomorrow morning, and then it'll clear out for Wednesday afternoon. Sunny and 58. And right now, mostly cloudy. 46 in Bel Air, sunshine at 48 in Edgewater. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, today, our Army veteran named Kristen Van Der Zanden recently got her dog Frankie back more than 3 years after they served together in the military. They were deployed in Afghanistan, and they did 20 secret missions together. Here's Kristen talking about their relationship and about ready to see Frankie for the first time in years.
We ended up having to part ways just because of the Army. It's been more than 3 years, so I'm both excited and anxious to see him, because there's always like that like small fear of like, oh, is he going to remember me? I'm not really too worried about that. We spent so long together, and he's such a like happy, loving dog. And I just want to, now that he's retired, be able to give him like an actual dog life. Having him back now, it's indescribable.
Yeah, and as you might imagine, the greeting was off the charts. Not only did he remember her, you know, he clearly... Yeah, it's funny how the dogs do, you know, just they have that, I guess it's the scent or whatever it is of each individual, but or tone of voice or what have you. But that dog clearly remembered Kristen.
Which is amazing after that amount of time.
3 years.
We accept that somehow you go on vacation for a week or 2 weeks, you come back, the dog will remember you.
It's funny because
3 years is a long time.
My wife would always feel bad about leaving the dog at home. She'd always want to take the dog everywhere we go. Of course, obviously, you can't do that. And so I would always tell her, I said, you know what? They don't really have any sense of time.
No.
You know, and I think it might be something to that, because 3 years is a long time to us, but for a dog, it's, you know.
Yeah, they say that's the big difference between, my wife has told me this a number of times, between dogs and your husband. Is that you can put a dog in the trunk of your car for 2 or 3 hours, and when you open up the trunk, the dog's happy to see you.
You are such... That is, folks, cards and letters to Bruce Elliott on that one. Basically, we're back to Tom Holman for just a second.
Yes.
And what's happening in Boston and in Denver and in Chicago and now Minneapolis, St. Paul. We don't have, per se, a sanctuary state. We have never been declared a sanctuary state here in Maryland, nor is Baltimore have ever been declared a sanctuary city. But we are a de facto sanctuary state, because only three jurisdictions have engaged in 287G participation, and I think there are two or three others that are contemplating it. But Anne Arundel County is not one of them. And recently, it was announced that an MS-13 gang leader was arrested in New York and pleaded guilty to 9 murders, including the disappearance and death of Annapolis teenager David Rivera. This other gangbanger, David Sosa Guevara, was convicted in January for his part in a murder spree, which began in April of 2016, ended with Rivera's death in August of 2017. A federal prosecutor said that Sosa Guevara slipped into Maryland to avoid law enforcement. And according to the release, Sosa Guevara learned of a plot to kill the 16-year-old and directed another member of his Long Island clique to participate. In Anne Arundel County, among others, MS-13 maintained a rivalry with the 18th Street Gang, a multi-ethnic group consisting mostly of Mexican and Central American members, according to the indictment. MS-13 is from El Salvador.
El Salvador, yeah.
TDA, Trinidad Aragua, is from Venezuela. So the question here is, we've had gang activity operating in Anne Arundel County. And this isn't to disparage law enforcement, because they don't make the decisions. It's the Anne Arundel County executive. And it's the county council, et cetera. These are the people that are allowing these gangs to operate freely and openly by not participating with ICE and with 287G. The problem is, you know, they don't respect borders. So when you're crossing, you know, from one county to the next, whether it's Anne Arundel into Baltimore County or from Baltimore County into Carroll County,
they don't care
because they know. They know who's got the 287G program, who doesn't. So
they'll avoid those areas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, by the way, one more cut from Tom Homan on that, because this seems to be the real concern, though. What about due process for these members of TVA and MS-13 who've been grabbed up and sent south of us? He said, what about due process? Here's his response.
Due process. Where's Lake and Ronnie's due process? Where were all these young women that were killed and raped by members of TDA? Where was their due process?
Well, the people that did that should be prosecuted.
And by the subway, where's her due process?
Well, sure.
The bottom line is that plane was full of people designated as terrorists, number one. Number two, every Venezuelan migrant on that flight was a TDA member based on numerous criminal investigations, on intelligence reports, and a lot of work by ICE officers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Where was their due process? 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Did you ever see Total Recall with the giant Mars alien structures and everything? Yeah, it looks like something like that might exist under the Egyptian pyramids.
Weird. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The late slowing is still there. Both the Harbor Tunnels southbound still coming down 895 and 95 south going in, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both of those still backed up to the area at Moravia Road. Right now, start to finish going through there at least 20 to 25 minutes southbound. Slowing on the Beltway, police activity still on the shoulder, outer loop at the bridge at Putty Hill. Inner loop of Green Spring, not too bad. West side, still 795 down through Frederick Road. And then a couple of late accidents. Wait, hold on a second. The late accident coming out of Crofton.
We're always ready with a musical interlude for you, Chuck. Always.
Yes. Yeah. Whenever you say, wait a second, we can give you more than a second if you need that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll come back. How about 9:02? Want to play that game? Sorry, by me. Coming up from Crofton. Shut up now. Route 3, Johns Hopkins Road. There's a late accident. Still working on that. Route 32, Route 108 in Howard County. JFX, just in case. What is that guy's name from Pikesville that calls?
Which one?
Bill. You know who I'm talking about. He always calls. He says I always don't give him the JFX. Either way, if you're coming south, you're clear.
That's good to know.
I just said it. I'm Chuck Whitaker.
Medication's wearing off about now.
I need some cough medicine. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Benadryl and the living is easy.
Okay, boy. Enjoy the day at Waffle House. Sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, 63. It's sunny right now, 48 in Severn, and it is 45 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Good
morning, boy, guys. You look girly today.
You're good.
Yeah,
you got
right,
a frilly
Kim?
Arm thing there.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah. That's exactly what they call it at Macy's.
Yeah. I know all those terms.
I'm here to shop for a frilly arm thing for my wife for her anniversary.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. All right, so we've got lots to talk about today. Obviously, the big leak that they're talking about in regards to what happened to leak out on the Signal app, classified information from Mr. Waltz. You know what's so crazy about it? I thought it was interesting that Speaker Johnson, he really just kind of pivoted when he was asked about this to the fact that, you know, it shows that they're doing their job. I have to say, you know, I'm not very critical of the Trump administration. I love what they're doing. I have to say, I didn't realize we were sending out classified information on these apps because they have been hacked in the past.
And first off, Hegseth is denying that any classified information was sent out.
Right, but then the White House kind of confirmed it.
The White House said that, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it was classified. So,
okay.
So, I don't think we have the full story here, but if it's true that it was Waltz, you know, that would be disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we need to take better care. I mean, look, it could be a fireable offense. Now, I don't know. Yeah. His wife is also involved.
I did not see that.
Dr. Janet Nashawat.
Okay.
So she is in the Trump administration as well.
I didn't realize she was involved in this.
I don't know.
Here.
Well, okay. Let's put it this way. It's speculation that she may be involved and that she may, again, there are folks that still within the Trump administration may not share all of the America First goals.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
speculation that, look, the ones I were concerned about at the beginning were Rubio and Waltz, and so far they've been good.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well,
there's going to be an investigation. Congress is going to look into it.
Yeah, because I did, you know, if it's an accident, I guess is kind of where we're going, right? If
yeah, but you can't have accidents with no military strategy
can't.
And plans.
Yeah, we didn't excuse Joe Biden when he walked out of a skiff with classified information. We can't excuse him on our side either.
Yeah, no, so I can't, if this is true, I can't excuse this.
I would agree with you. But, you know, and Hillary Clinton, she's out there, you know, making all sorts of noise right now.
Yeah, so...
Of all people.
Yeah, really. 30,000 emails later. Also, we're going to talk about the blueprint. Obviously, that's still a huge topic of conversation in Annapolis. And Jussie Smollett has some competition out there.
Saw that.
Yes. We're going to get into this story just a bit, because the fact that we're making up racism at a time where we're told that racism just simply exists at every corner. I just can't believe someone's putting a noose on their desk and saying, oh my gosh, look what's going on in my office. We're going to talk about that story out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, with that elected official, because hopefully she gets the same treatment legal-wise as Jussie Smollett. And I hope she has to pay for, you know, whatever resources were used to investigate this as well.
That's amazing that people would even try this after the Jussie Smollett story.
Right.
You know?
Because we know it's basically always two guys with MAGA hats.
Right. Yeah.
So why do any research beyond that?
Well, you know, Bruce, you have been out and missing.
I'm going to need
to know your whereabouts.
Oh, wow. Was in Allentown.
One for Kim Klasick.
If it's St. Louis, I'd be at risk.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Take your Philly dress thing and come back in a couple minutes.
Coming up at 9 o'clock. Make sure you tune in for Kim.
Okay, you remember this, right? Jussie Smollett. Not Jussie Smollett. Jasmine Crockett saying this.
On March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes. Listen, I have learned as I serve on the DOGE Oversight Committee that there is only one language that the people that are in charge understand right now. And that language is money.
Isn't that what the DOGE Committee is supposed to be focusing on?
Bingo.
What would she have them focus on? The only language they understand is money. Well, that's what their job is. I mean, give me a break. Well, Pam Bondi, Attorney General of these United States says, wait a minute, you're real close to the line when you talk about somebody being taken down on your birthday.
Now you have this Congresswoman Crockett who is calling for attacks on Elon Musk on her birthday. Let's take him out on my birthday, she says. And yet she turns and says, oh, I'm not calling for violence. Well, she is an elected public official. And so she needs to tread very carefully.
Period.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then she's threatened to knock Ted Cruz in the head or something.
Yeah, but I never calls for violence. Yeah.
All right, it's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning right here at WCBM Baltimore. God bless.